It's the Football Friday Preview. Sports talk about the Pisgah Black Bears, the region, the conference, and more. With Chad Upton, voice of the Bears, and Chuck Biebernetz, sports editor for the Mountaineer newspaper. Brought to you all season long exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe, the Black Bears favorite at 162 Pisgah Drive in Canton.
Live from Pisgah Memorial Stadium in Canton, North Carolina tonight, the Pisgah Black Bears will take on the Hayesville Yellow Jackets. It's game four of the 2013 season. Along with my broadcast partner, Chuck Biebernetz, this is Chad Upton. Tim Hodges back in our studio as always again tonight. This is a Football Friday preview show brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. A lot to talk about as we get started for this game. A lot of change and a lot of things going on in the last week as we thought that there might be after we finished up with Irwin last week. You know, there was a time there that I think both of us sort of felt like that we might just go out here and win this football game. Some things started happening. One of those things was some injuries. We saw three or four guys get dinged up, and that's going to rear its head a little bit tonight in terms of personnel availability. But when you look at the long-term picture and you look at the big things that are going on, got a chance to go out here tonight against the Hayesville team that we probably don't know nearly as much about as we did Irwin. They had a big loss last week against Rabun County, Georgia. They had picked up a couple of wins prior to that, one of those being against Copper Basin, Tennessee. So when you look at their opponents, you certainly don't know a whole lot. But I am hard-pressed to believe that Hayesville possesses the manpower that Irwin does. Pisgah has a good chance to go into the bye week next week, 3-1, Chuck.
Yeah, that's a very good chance right now that, they're looking at a 3-1 start through the non-conference. And if you would have said that at the beginning of the year, everybody would have been happy with that, considering, you know, having to the starts that we've had the last 2 years to the football season going into the bye week, you know, 1-4 or 1-3, and at one time was 0-4 going into the bye week. So it's a very good start for Pisgah, and this is an opportunity that they have. The challenge is that, you know, they're gimpy. They're without some horses and some talented players, and, you know, they're just going to have to find a way against a Hayesville team that will run a spread them out, but they've spread not to throw the ball so much. They'll spread it to run. But now if they get behind, they have the capabilities with their quarterback, Isaac Mills, to be able to chunk the ball around the field a little bit. And, you know, and we talked about it, Jesse Anderson's out with a sprained ankle. And we lost for the season, a career-ending injury for a football career is Dustin Messer. So, you know, we're going to be without Dustin for the rest of the year.
Well, you talk about that for just a minute. A lot of things were going on last week. I mean, we saw a lot of penalties. We saw some turnovers. We saw some really strange football at times, I think. I had some conversations with my friends and my family this week, and I'm not sure that you and I saw everything that some other folks saw. I mean, we're a long way from the field, obviously, up here, and our crowd was over on the other side, and they had made several comments about seeing some things that was sort of transpired and taking place and hearing some things that you and I certainly couldn't. But you go and you talk about those injuries, and that's part of the game, and we all know that. That's one of the tough things about this game because it's a violent sport, more so than really anything else, perhaps other than hockey. But when you're talking about football and the way it's played, you're going to have guys that are going to get hurt, and that's part of the game. I think the tough part, particularly at the high school level, is you're still talking about kids that have so much in front of them. You know, you lose number two right there in Dustin Messer. That's going to make a big impact on this football team. But you have to think about the young man and the family, too, and how they're dealing with these things. And I think that maybe that's the biggest thing that we should concentrate on, too.
Yeah, Dustin's family it's been a struggle for him this week. The person that's handled it the best out of the Messer family is Dustin.
Right.
You know, Dustin's obviously, you know, hurt and feelings are hurt, and he's sad that his career prematurely ended.
Right.
You know, he's going to go get his PCL fixed on next Friday.
And that's a rare football injury, isn't it?
Yeah,
typically the ACL or metacollateral or something else.
Well, and again, you're looking at the MCL and the ACL, and then you get the PCL, and he had damaged that last year.
Right.
Now, re-injured it in the spring, and then finally just tore against Irwin. And so, you know, again, you said it best. It's part of the game. You move on. The rallying cry for this team is Dustin because, you know, Jesse Anderson, who will not play, is scheduled not to play in this fall game, nursing a sprained ankle, which he sustained at Irwin, will be wearing number two. So they're going to rotate number two, which is Dustin Messer's number, every game. One of his teammates is, and probably senior teammates, is going to wear that jersey.
Right. Well, we'll see how that goes. I'm looking right now at Jesse, and Jesse's, I don't know, Chuck, he's doing just about everything you could ask him to do in warm-ups. He's down there punting right now. We'll have to see. That might be just kind of a game-time kind of deal. He's suited up, got the helmet on, got number two on, so we'll just have to see how that all plays out as we go through the evening. We'll talk a little bit more about this Hayesville team the best we can with what we know. It'll certainly be an interesting matchup. I believe the first time in the careers of these two high schools that they've hooked up, best that I can tell.
Yeah. I've gone back to the records, and all I can tell you is what we know. This is the first meeting ever between the two programs, and so it's going to be an interesting game, to say the least, because neither one knows about each other. You've heard about, you know, Hayesville has turf, so they're used to playing on artificial turf. They have a nice little stadium down there in Clay County, and they've had somewhat of a rich tradition up until about the last decade.
Right.
They come in. What we do know is they come in at 2-1 for the second time in the last nine years.
Right.
So they're off to a pretty good start despite being thumped severely last week by Raven County.
When we return, we'll talk a little about this matchup here tonight. Western North Carolina football going on tonight. College and the NFL, that's all to come right here on the Football Friday Preview Show sponsored by Black Bear Cafe. Back in a moment, WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003. Back to the Football Friday Preview, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. Here's Chad and Chuck.
We have something special we'd like to announce tonight during the show here. A member of the Pisgah Nation has become a recording artist with her first CD debuting on Tuesday. Pisgah graduate and Nashville recording artist Emily Lauren will have her first CD, Reasons, available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and on Xbox. And if you can find it, you will be able to find it, and you should certainly enjoy it. Also, Emily Lauren will be the guest on Frank Bird's morning show this coming Tuesday morning, the debut day of her new album at 8:03, just after the 8 o'clock news there. And we'll share her story, play her music as well, and to join us in celebrating a new artist from right here, as part of the Pisgah Nation. That's Emily Lauren, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as the evening goes on. And you'll tune in, if you would, on Tuesday morning around 8 o'clock. And Frank Bird will have that interview with her. Certainly excited for that young lady. Just graduated from Pisgah, I think, a couple of years ago. So a whole lot going on around Canton tonight, and that's a big deal right there, too. Going back to looking at the night's games throughout the region, Chuck, one of the biggest matchup that I saw looking at the paper this morning was that Swain-Franklin matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Those two teams are really, really good. You know, Franklin's had some injury issues like we have, but they're still the Franklin that we always thought they would be. I think when you look at the state schedule tonight, that might be one of the top 10 games in all of North Carolina.
And you're right. 3-0 Swain County against 2-0 Franklin. And that game is at Franklin. Franklin taking care of business against T.C. Robertson, who both, you know, were, you know, T.C. was 2-0 at that time. And now it's, their record's 2-1. But, you know, T.C. Robertson was a pretty good football team. They're the one that handed Tuscola their only loss. And so Franklin's Franklin. They just play a brand of football that the kids have bought into. And so that is going to be an interesting game on the slate for Western North Carolina Athletic Conference teams. And that is the big game, I think, within that conference to see. And, you know, Swain ranked in 1A, is ranked number two behind James Keenan.
Right.
So, you know, polls are polls. I prefer the North Carolina prep polls rather than the AP polls because I believe guys in my industry,
right,
they don't know.
They don't.
They play the politic game, the same old staples. They don't research. They don't do any studying
right.
of what, you know, best team. But NC Preps does. So I really don't care for the AP poll. But I do know that if you look closely, when the AP poll, the next week, the AP poll will be closely to the NC Prep poll.
Okay, yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, obviously some of these guys that are voting on the AP, which I have a vote, you know, that it's a waste of time. You know,
right.
they just look at it as a waste of time. And
right.
Some don't vote, some do, and, you know, they, you know, vote for the standard staples without even knowing.
Exactly. I think that's exactly right. I mean, and, you know, I think it'd be tougher to vote and correctly and accurately in that poll than any other for anyone
mm-hmm.
because you can't see the games. All you're going to see is and hear about is what's going on directly in your region. You and I have no idea what anybody else looks like for the most part when you get west of Marion, so or east of Marion. So, I mean, I would say that's the same thing. I think that's a very valid point that you put in right there. Other games going on this week or this Friday night, North Henderson at Hendersonville. North Henderson is 0-2. Hendersonville is 2-1, and I understand that North Henderson's got some injury problems now, too.
Well, Zach Cahagan's gone. An ACL tear in his knee, and
right.
he's out for the season. A great baseball player is committed to North Carolina and is going to be a future Tar Heel for Mike Fox. But his football career is over with in sustaining an injury last Friday. And so North Henderson's got to find a guy to replace the playmaker, Zach Cahagan.
That's three big players in this conference that were lost in the first 3 weeks.
Right.
So hopefully, bad things come in threes. Hopefully that's over with.
Yeah, but sometimes if seasons go and everybody stays healthy,
yeah,
then it's just like when injuries start to occur, it's the rash of injuries that just hit you hard.
Exactly. North Buncombe at West Henderson tonight. Both of those teams are winless. Smoky Mountain at Murphy tonight. East Henderson is off, Tuscola is off, and Brevard is off. All those getting ready for conference play that will be coming up next. Of course, Pisgah will be off next week. It's their bye week. Other games from around North Carolina as well. Robertson, Ashbrook, West Caldwell at Inca. Both those teams are 0-3. Madison and Irwin, two 3-0 teams, though I don't know that Madison really has a chance to beat Irwin.
It's an exciting game because of what Madison did last year. But the reality will set in within about the first minute when Austin Brown and company get going and them athletes all over the field. We had trouble covering their athletes,
right.
and I believe that we're a much faster team, you know, fleeter of foot than Madison is. And so they're going to have to chase. And the depth issue, because Madison is, you know, plays a lot of players two ways. And so this could be a reality check for Madison, and Irwin just keeps rolling.
Mitchell at McDowell tonight. That's 2-1-2 teams there. South Caldwell at Reynolds. Watauga at Avery County. Polk County at Landrum. South Carolina Mountain Heritage at Rosman. Union County, Georgia at Andrews. Raven Gap, Georgia at Cherokee. And Asheville School at Cannon tonight. Looking at the polls, particularly the 3A poll. Number one is Havelock. Two, South Point. Northern Guilford. Burns is 4. South Iredell is 5. Irwin drops a spot to number 6. Crest is 7. Central Cabarrus, 8. Western Alamance is number 9. West Rowan, 10. Fayetteville Bird is number 11. Concord, 12. And Jacksonville, number 13. No surprise there that Havelock continues to be at the top spot. And maybe the two best teams in all of North Carolina could very well be in the same county there in Craven County between Havelock and Newbern.
Oh, I tell you what, for four and a half years, I was at the New Bern
right.
Sun Journal.
And my mom's from Havelock.
Right. And I'm telling you, there's some outstanding athletes in that area and down east area and on the coast.
Yep.
And Havelock, when I was there, had a very good team, but
right.
they didn't have the quality of team.
Right.
When I was there, it was that run for New Bern
right.
getting up to this state championship. 4 straight years and having to play Charlotte Independence all 4 years. And, look, 4 straight years of state runner ups.
Exactly. Havelock, there was obviously Pisgah, and you knew this, Pisgah won their first state championship at Havelock. The story is that, We took a charter flight and actually landed our charter flights at Cherry Point Marine Air Station, something you would never dream of being able to do in 2013. But back in the mid-70s, it's something that these folks did to, you know, cut down on that 400-mile trip that it takes to get to Havelock. They went through a period, though, Chuck, the last, you know, up until the last, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years or so, where they weren't quite as good for a little while. But that community, I think, is very dependent, like we are on our mill. That community is very dependent on the Marine Air Station that's right there. And a lot of those players, Chuck, are going to be sons of officers and enlisted men at Cherry Point. So, you know, that's one of the things that goes there. Maybe you get a good group, and it might change in a couple years. But right now, they've got a solid group.
I've always said this, is that, you know, the players for Havelock and the players at Lejeune High School,
right,
may not be the, you know, Fayetteville, you know, the Fayetteville teams, but there's so many of them.
Right.
Lejeune is right there, you know, that's right on Camp Lejeune, Lejeune High School, and just outside Jacksonville.
Right.
And then you got Havelock with the Cherry Point, as you mentioned.
Right.
Here's the thing. They could be, they may not have the most talented team, but they have that Marine mentality.
Exactly.
An academy mentality,
exactly.
And they're going to strap you up, and they're going to put some licks on you, and you better be ready, you know. And they'll fight you all the way to the end. And I've always admired both Havelock and Lejeune, regardless of the record. It was the way they played that game.
When we get back, we'll talk a little about college football and the NFL coming up this weekend as well. This is the Football Friday Preview Show, sponsored by Black Bear Cafe. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Saturdays are special at the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. That's when we serve up the best tasting fresh hand-cut ribeye and New York strip steaks around. You can enjoy a steak, your choice of potato, salad, and bread for only $11.95, or choose a half-pound Black Bear burger and fries for only $6.95. We make Saturday special at the Black Bear Cafe. Bring your friends and family for a Saturday night steak dinner at the Black Bear Cafe, Pisgah Drive in Canton. Back to the Football Friday Preview, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. Here's Chad and Chuck.
You're listening to the Football Friday Preview Show, sponsored by the Black Bear Cafe. This is Chad Upton, Chuck Fearman's here at the stadium, and Tim Hodges, of course, back in our studio. Top 25 football action over the weekend. These games are starting to crank up now in college football as these teams are kind of getting past those cupcake games that so many of those top 25 teams play at the beginning of the year, starting to get into the meat of their schedule. As we look down the line, noon games tomorrow, Stanford at number 5 at Army. It's number 7, Louisville at Kentucky. Tulsa at number 14, Oklahoma. A good one here, number 16, UCLA. At number 23, Nebraska. That's a noon game tomorrow as well. A lot of eyes around the region would be on Virginia Tech at East Carolina. That's also a noon game coming up tomorrow. Boston College at USC is a 3 o'clock game. Big 3:30 game at number 6, Texas A&M host number 1, Alabama. A lot of eyes on that game, and I'm not sure I can think of a way that Texas A&M can do the same thing this year that they did last year.
Well, and again, you dissect last year's football game, and it was coming off of that tremendous LSU-Alabama game in Baton Rouge, where Alabama pulled it out. And I'm telling you that when football teams go through that emotional high, and I've always seen it in Big Ten teams when Ohio State and Michigan played,
right.
That's why it was almost like they laid an egg in bowl games,
right.
Because they just had nothing left. And so in the first half, Johnny Manziel got them up to 20-0. And really was all over the place and really dissected Alabama. Alabama made the adjustments, woke up in time, made it a football game, but it's what Alabama did in the second half. They shut down Johnny Manziel. And so I believe,
That's a great point that nobody's talking about.
Yeah, no, everybody's talking about what Manziel did the whole game.
Right.
Well, okay, but you're looking at the total stats. He got the majority of his yardage, both run and pass, in the first half.
Right.
When Alabama was just as flat as an iron.
Yeah.
And, but in the second half, Manziel could not have difficulty. They got to Manziel. They sacked him. They ran some different defensive schemes Manziel didn't recognize. And, I believe that, you know, as they We'll talk about Alabama's offensive line. I believe that it's the defense of Alabama, because what will happen is this Maverick quarterback gets shut down. I really do. I believe Alabama will put clamps on Johnny Manziel, and I want to see the crack. And if he throws interceptions, it could be, Chad, that, you know, he might start hearing some boo-boos.
That's exactly right. I was thinking the exact same thing. Number 19, Washington at Illinois. Number 4, Ohio State at California. That's a 7 o'clock game. Kent State at number 8, LSU. Vanderbilt at number 13, South Carolina. All 7 o'clock games. Lamar at number 12, Oklahoma State. At 8 o'clock, Notre Dame at Purdue. Number 21, Notre Dame. Number 25, Ole Miss at Texas at 8. At 9, Western Michigan at number 17, Northwestern. 10:30 game, number 20, Wisconsin at Arizona State. Many of those games you would be able to find on television tomorrow. Other games from around the region now in Division I AA football, or the football championship subdivision. Citadel at Western Carolina, that's a 3:30 game. You can hear that game right here on AM 920 tomorrow as well. Other games, Georgia Southern at Wofford, that's a conference game for now. It won't be for much longer. That's a 7 o'clock kick. And then we'll also see Charleston Southern at Campbell, Samford at Florida A&M, of course, Samford in the Southern Conference. And then Division II game of the week, as always, Lake Erie at Ferris State, and Illinois Wesleyan at Alma College. Alma College, a 1 o'clock kick, your alma mater.
My alma mater, struggling to build, get their football program back to prominence. We've had a nice run, but for the last 5 years, we've kind of been steadily going downhill. And boy, did we get handed to by us, by the princes of Heidelberg College last week, 52-7. The Scots went down in flames in their opener. So we're 0-1 trying to get back in the,
well,
and in comes Illinois Wesleyan, a top notch and ranked team in Division III.
Well, I will tell you, as you read in the Mountaineer on Wednesday, Appalachian State is struggling. I just don't think we're very good right now at all. And while we're on college sports, to finish up just a moment here, Boiling Green at Michigan State in soccer. The Spartans at Michigan State are led by redshirt sophomore captain Mary Catherine Fiebernitz. I know you're very excited about what your niece is doing.
Well, I tell you what, she's done. You know, she came out of high school went to the semifinals, and Mary Catherine was one of the top soccer players in the state of Michigan. My niece is a superb soccer player, and despite going to Michigan State and not going to the Maize and Blue, I still love her and I still root for Michigan State soccer.
Yeah,
and she's a darling girl, but you know, she's only a redshirt sophomore and is one of the captains and one of the leaders of the programs, and she had battled an ankle injury, so
yeah,
they redshirted her freshman year so she could get back instead of having to waste a year of her half speed,
right,
and not playing up to par. But you know, the Spartans are 4-0-2.
Yeah,
and they're doing very good, so go Sparty on.
When we come back, we'll talk NFL football. That'll be here in just a moment. This is a Football Friday preview show sponsored by the Black Bear Cafe. AM 920 WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003. Back to the Football Friday Preview, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernitz Hill. This is the Football Friday Preview Show, talking about the NFL. Big game last night. New England, a winner over the Jets, Chuck. But New England looks like they've got some problems right now.
Yeah, they got injuries, key players, that are not playing. And I think age is, you know, in football, it's not a gradual process. I mean, in NFL football, that age creeps. And, you know, it actually just jumps on you.
Yeah.
When it does, it really affects the team. And you can see some age and long in the tooth for the Patriots. I was not impressed with Geno Smith, quarterback
right.
for the Jets, and Sanchez, they're trying to get back, so they got some quarterback issues. But in the meantime, Geno Smith, the number 2 round draft pick by the Jets, is getting some playing time. And, you know, it was a close game, but, you know, you look at it, it was 13-10. It just didn't feel like it was 13-10.
No, it certainly didn't. And the rain and all just didn't feel right at all. Other games coming up on Sunday, St. Louis at Atlanta, Carolina at Buffalo, Washington at Green Bay, St. Louis and Atlanta. Is Atlanta going to win that football game, or are they going to go to 0-2?
No. Atlanta's going to go to, you know, they're going to even up there and go 1-1. That's a home opener for
them. Yeah, it is. And I think the difference right there is Matt Ryan. He is just not going to allow that to happen, in my opinion. We'll see how that plays out. Carolina at Buffalo. Carolina a little shaky with the quarterback play last Sunday.
And Buffalo surprisingly played well last week in their game. So, you know, and Carolina having now to go on the road, maybe Carolina in my book is Carolina goes 0-2.
Washington at Green Bay. Washington go to 0-2 after this weekend?
Yeah. I can't see Washington going to Green Bay in Lambeau Field on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Even though it's
Field.
September, right?
And it's September,
it's still Lambeau.
I just can't see Washington beating Green Bay at Green Bay with Rodgers at quarterback.
Take a quick time out here. When we return, we'll talk a little bit more about the NFL before we get you set for this game tonight between Hayesville and Pisgah. AM 920, WPTL, the voice of Black Bear football.
Saturdays are special at the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. That's when we serve up the best tasting fresh hand-cut ribeye and New York strip steaks around. You can enjoy a steak, your choice of potato, salad, and bread for only $11.95. Or choose a half-pound Black Bear burger and fries for only $6.95. We make Saturday special at the Black Bear Cafe. Bring your friends and family for a Saturday night steak dinner at the Black Bear Cafe, Pisgah Drive in Canton. Back to the Football Friday Preview, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Chad up from Chuck Friedman here from the stadium. 4 o'clock games on Sunday. Detroit at Arizona, New Orleans at Tampa, and then Jacksonville at Oakland's at 4:30. Denver at the Giants is at 4:30 as well. Detroit and Arizona. I think Detroit's got a chance to go down to Arizona and win that football game. Though I think that's a little bit of a trap game for you. What do you think?
I think it's an absolute trap game. I don't see Detroit going into Arizona and winning that game.
Really?
I think it's going to be a lot of points put on the board. Even though Arizona maybe looks like they're struggling, but Detroit has a tendency to shoot themselves in the foot coming off of a big game at home, going on the road. They do not play well in the West Coast, and they're not a very good road team. Detroit goes down and loses by 3 points.
Chuck, New Orleans at Tampa Bay. New Orleans a winner last week, really at the very end there against Atlanta. Tampa Bay seems to be better. Is there a chance that the NFC South is the best division in football?
No. I think when you look in the NFC, the play of Seattle, San Francisco, and St. Louis, those three teams are they're up in the top probably six or seven teams. San Francisco and obviously Seattle.
Right.
I think New Orleans is down. Tampa Bay is horrible. Carolina, they
Jury's
dropped
out, maybe.
Jury's still out. They didn't play well last week, and Atlanta is the, I think, despite the 0-1, I think New Orleans and Atlanta are the cream of the crop in that division. So when it comes down to it, I would look at the East and I would look at the West. And the North with Detroit, Chicago, Green Bay, and Minnesota, I think it's just, it's going to be dominated by Green Bay and Chicago. Those are good football teams. I think those two teams will be the top two teams in that. But, I had to look at the East with Dallas, Philly, Washington, New York Giants, or St. Louis, San Francisco, Seattle, and Arizona at the top two in the NFC.
This will finish up in the next 30 seconds or so. What is your take right now where Philadelphia is? Is this something that they can sustain offensively all year long in terms of injuries and level of play on offense?
Level of play was only in one half. Look at the score in the first half. Then all of a sudden, look at the adjustments. And then you give people film and tendencies and what you're trying
to do. Right, that's a great point.
Second half, they got shut down.
Yeah. So, think maybe the rest of the league will figure this out pretty quick
absolutely.
Because it is the NFL?
The rest of the NFL always figures it out. Cam Newton, throwing the ball, what Cam's tendency was. Cam came out like, oh, my gosh, we never saw this. I mean,
Wildcat was an odd one.
Wildcat, and all of a sudden it just took a little time, a couple weeks, and everybody was like, they get enough film, they watch every play, they break it down in tendencies, they get the computer out, and,
Great point.
And all in one half, it took only one half, for Washington to figure that out.
Let's break it up here right now. You've been listening to the Football Friday Preview Show right here on AM 920 WPTL, sponsored by the Black Bear Cafe. When we return, we will get you set for kickoff between Hayesville and Pisgah. That comes up at 7:30. This is AM 920 WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
You've been listening to the Football Friday Preview, sports talk about the Pisgah Black Bears, the region, the conference, and more, with Chad Upton, voice of the Bears, and Chuck Fiebernetz, sports editor for the Mountaineer newspaper. Brought to you all season long exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe, the Black Bears' favorite at 162 Pisgah Drive in Canton.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
The following is a presentation of WPTL Sports.
Third and goal from the two. Black Bears knocking on the door right here. Snap. Back to pass. Looking. Floats one. Left side. The tight end is wide open. 10, 5, and he will get in. Touchdown. And the men in red have gone on top 6-2. Pisgah on the goal line now, and they will go for it on fourth down. Snap, straight ahead. Is he in? Yes! Touchdown, Big Black!
It's Pisgah Black Bear Football on AM 920 WPTL. Brought to you in part by Fat Buddy's Barbecue, Ken Wilson Ford, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Singleton's Automotive, Pisgah Tire Company, WNC Towing, Haywood EMC, Jukebox Junction, WNC Credit Union, Hometown Hardware, Burger King, Champion Credit Union, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Rogers Express Lube, Riverview Farm and Garden, Empire Automotive, Martin's Drugs, Jim Bromley Financial Services, Southeastern Sports Medicine, American Pond, Sids on Main, and Sellers Florist. Now, here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz.
Live from Pisgah Memorial Stadium in Canton, North Carolina, tonight, the Pisgah Black Bears will host for the first time the Hayesville Yellow Jackets. The Black Bears look to go in 3-1 if they can win this big football game here tonight, the last game before the bye week comes up next week, and they start the conference play the following week. Along with my broadcast partner, Chuck Fiebernetz, and our producer, Tim Hodges, in our Pisgah Drive studio tonight, this is Chad Upton. Looking at these two teams right here, Chuck, it's a whole lot to talk about. Maybe, because the big thing right now to me is I'm sitting up here trying to think about things to say about Hayesville. I just don't know very much. It's a 2-1 football team, but I think you have to really question the caliber of teams that they've played. Some small schools, some really rural areas. One of them from Georgia, from North Georgia, another from East Tennessee. You just don't have a really good gauge because you don't have a lot to compare them to. On the other side of the field right now, you've got a Pisgah team that came off a tough loss last week. A lot of emotions both up and down throughout that night. A long ball game to be sure. And you lost one of your best players. That was a senior leader and still is in many ways. But you lost him and he will not be back on the field. Whole lot of subplots into this one tonight.
Yeah, and when Coach Chaplin and staff reviewed and analyzed the film of Hayesville, it basically is that offensively they run out of the spread. And what they're trying to do is spread you out to run the football, not spread you out to pass. Although they have the capabilities with a quarterback in Isaac Mills to throw the football. Isaac in three games has thrown for 404 yards. So, you know, that's a little bit like maybe 125, 130 yards a pop, you know, every Friday night that he's thrown. And I'm sure a lot of attempts last week in that drubbing they took at Rabun County,
right,
as the Yellow Jackets went down in flames 55-7. So we know that they run out of the spread, but they're not going to be as fast and as talented and have the weapons as Irwin. So what you have to do in this week is you got to worry about yourselves. Look, this is what they run. We're going to do this offensively, and we're going to do this defensively, and we're going to make adjustments as we go. And that's just, that's the way you got to approach this as a non-conference. Talent-wise, you know, on paper, Pisgah is a superior football team. And so what you have to do now is start, folks, how is this team going to react when they have Jesse Anderson, who is the wide receiver, defensive back, punter, and kick returner, out, supposedly, because you watched him and saw him that there was no limp, and he's out there wearing number two, but he's not supposed to play in this football game. So he may be at his emergency call, and so Anderson is scheduled not to play. But, you know, Dustin Messer will not be able to play at all. So bottom line is that how are we going to react with two key senior captains gone?
Our big black sponsor is Carolina Pawn and Gun, also sponsored tonight by Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Ken Wilson Ford, WNC Community Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Burger King, and Jim Bromley with Edward Jones. Have something special to announce tonight. Again, a member of the Pisgah Nation has become a recording artist with her first CD, debuting on Tuesday. Pisgah graduate and Nashville recording artist Emily Larm will have her first CD titled Reasons available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, on Google Play, and Xbox. Find it and enjoy. Also, Emily Larm will be a guest on Frank Bird's morning show this coming Tuesday at 8:03, just after the news there, and will share her story and will play her music. Join us as we celebrate a new artist from right here in the Pisgah Nation, Emily Larm. Pisgah goes to the locker room now. What kinds of things is Coach going to talk about that might be a little bit different than maybe what he would have said from last week at Irwin?
Well, all week, what he preached all week was the mistakes, cleaning up the mistakes. He feels like this football team is progressing offensively, you know, and they came out right out of the gates playing great defense. And, you know, look, you know, I don't look at it as a stub as a toe, you know, stub their toe, is that they played well for about three quarters against an Irwin team that is, you know, ranked in the top 10 in 3A. And when, you know, we came out of there, we thought, whew, you know, that was a long game. Yeah. It was three and a half hour game. Ball was in the air. Pisgah was chasing athletes all over.
Yeah, I can't remember a longer game, Chuck.
But yet, Pisgah walked up and popped them in the mouth in the first, you know, two quarters, and, I mean, it was over with.
Yeah.
You know, and then a mistake and miscue. So mistakes, fumbles, turnovers, interceptions, missed assignments, you know, things like that. When talking with them this week, we talked about penalties. And he said, well, you know, he has a different take on it. And I thought it was an unusual take. And that is, I do not want to curtail my kids' intensity and aggressiveness out on that football field. I believe as we progress, we're going to get better, and those penalties will start taking care of themselves. But we're going to still play aggressive football. I thought that was unusual, because coming into this game, through three games, Pisgah averages nearly 12 flags a game.
Right.
And over 100 yards, 105 yards to be exact, average in penalties. And so, you know, you start tacking those, a majority of them are coming on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah.
So we kind of like that double-edged sword. You want our kids to play aggressive. We love the way they're playing. We love the way they're flying all over the field, and they're tackling. And that's what we've been asking for the last 4 or 5 years. This is what we want the defense to do. But yet they're that aggressiveness, they don't know when to shut that valve off when, you know, and they're getting in late.
Got to do it between the whistles the right way.
And they got to learn that. But that's where he thinks that they're going to still demand that aggressive attitude, and that as the season progresses, the penalties will clean themselves up. And so that's not an issue with him. The issue with him, turnovers, interceptions and fumbles, mistakes on the offensive line. You know, make you blocking the wrong man.
Right.
So those are the type of things, or in coverage, you know, getting into the wrong, you know, the wrong spot defensively. He wants his kids to clean up the mistakes and don't worry about the penalties. Just stay aggressive.
Coach, stat-wise, talking about McKinley Brown, 56% passing, 538 yards, 5 touchdowns and 2 picks. You'd really like to get him a little bit above 60% right now. He is well over 60% when he's throwing to Hunter Wyke, who's got 12 catches, 354 yards, and 5 touchdowns. I'd like to get that percentage up a little bit more, but a pretty solid start, certainly, so far.
Well, and he had he was amped up in that first game against North Monk. I mean, he was overthrowing kids, and, you know, it was his last year, and that, you know, that happens to seniors sometimes. So, you know, McKinley has progressed, and that's what you want to see a kid. You know, surely the benchmark that you want a quarterback to be effective with is 65% of his passes. If he's at 65, you got a good quarterback that is completing passes. And McKinley knows his job, you know, and he has a tendency sometimes to try and carry the team rather than just be 1/11th out on that offense doing his job. His job when the ball goes in the air is to complete the pass, let the receiver do the rest of it. But he has progressed each game and has gotten better. So as the season ends, don't be surprised if that statistic of completions is in around or over 65%. Now, the lethal weapon, those two, you talk about what Hunter Wyke and McKinley Brown, they're on the same page, and that's lethal weapons right there, because when you got a go-to guy, and he's not throwing every pass to Hunter, because, you know, he's completed 35 passes, but he's only completed 12 to Hunter. But there's a connection there. So that's a go-to guy in a moment where you need to get and move the chains or pick up 12. You can go to Hunter, and Hunter Wyke is just taking it, you know, three touchdowns over 50 yards, 83-yard, 63- and 57-yard touchdown receptions. So those two are on the same pace. He's got to start incorporating and some other guys in the when the ball's in the air. My concern is running the ball.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about that. Let me pose a two-part question to you, I guess, in terms of personnel on offense and running the football. Sophomore Jesse Martinez, 126 yards, three touchdowns, 5 yards a carry. Is he someone that can carry the load? And the other thing that I would ask is somebody like Vondre Crouch, somebody that we need to think about getting the ball to right now, too, with his explosiveness out there.
I agree with that, but I think they have really like the way Jesse Anderson has started and worked through camp. And in the first three games of the season, Jesse has had his touches, and he has had some excellent runs. You know, his vision is not what Dustin Messer's is, but that's a sophomore out there. And they feel, okay, if Dustin's gone, here's your chance, Martinez. Step in and be the man, in running the ball. You're going to be the main guy in rushing. And then, you know, I'm sure he may not have the durability as a Dustin Messer. So you have to look for other components from the bench and on the other defensive side, those athletes that will step out there and say, okay, spell him with some minutes and some carries, give him a break, and I could see Vondre being one of those guys.
Take a time out here. Be back with more in a moment. This is AM 920 WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Pisgah Bears sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment of affordable, reliable, and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Carolina Pawn and Gun. Sell it, trade it, pawn it, get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears. Jukebox Junction is backing the Bears. The Jukebox Junction restaurant and soda shop is open for breakfast from 7 a.m. From hearty morning fare to lunch and dinners, including a daily special, the Jukebox will feed your family well. Jukebox can handle your sweet tooth, too, with shakes, sodas, and sundaes. Call the Jukebox to reserve their private room for up to 40. Jukebox Junction, restaurant and soda shop, Highway 276 at Bethel Red Light, the healthy junk food place.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Back to Pisgah Black Bear football here on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live at the field. Temperature is going to be in the 60s. I think they are in the mid-60s right now. Winds between about 10 and 15, maybe up close to 20 miles an hour. Out of the northwest tonight, a beautiful night for football with a little bit of a breeze that might play into things. Perhaps when we're talking about the kicking game, perhaps the throwing game, but it's been warm as it typically is for the first three ball games here. Going into game four, it feels a lot more like fall, and I would hope that would translate into a big crowd. Does the breeze play into anything tonight?
No, I don't. I really don't. You know, it's not a stiff breeze. You know, right now you look at the flag and it's limp right now, hanging on the pole. And you know, it was really windy. You know, at the start of our pregame show, and I don't think it'll play unless it's just one of those where when breezes play in effect, it's when it goes from one
right.
goalpost to the other.
Right.
So if you're trying to throw the ball and you're going into the teeth of the wind, you're going to have trouble. That ball hang up on you. So you want to run the football when you're going into the wind.
Do you remember that Chicago game a few years ago where the field goals would just start off on the right goalpost and they'd end up passing wide left on the other side? It was nuts.
Yeah, it was such a strong wind. Now that wind played an effect, but
wow.
Not here.
Yeah.
Not here and not this time of year.
Well, I certainly hope that the crowd would be able to show up tonight for this one because it's a beautiful night. It doesn't look like Hazel's going to bring a lot of people, but we certainly hope that we do. Let's talk about defense for a little bit, Chuck, going into this when you're going against a team that wants to try to run the football. You mentioned Isaac Mills, their quarterback, thrown for 404, four touchdowns and three picks. Wide receiver Weston Acosta and wide receiver Caleb Nuckolus, both with minimal catches for minimal yards, really. And there wasn't a whole lot of information really given to us about the running game. So, you know, this is a team that is going to try to run the football, but we don't know much about it. I guess it's a lot of question marks as we go and look at this.
So you think, you know, what you're looking at when you try to, if you try to look at Hazeville is that you want to try and shorten the game.
Yeah.
You really don't want to sit there and go into an air show against them.
Yeah.
You know, because if you get behind, now, if they get behind a couple of touchdowns, they may have to forego
right.
that. And,
right.
Look, boys, we're going to have to get back in this ball game. That ball, and we might be here another 3-hour game.
Could very well be.
So, but you know, they have the capabilities of throwing, but I suspect that they'll try and, run the football and try to shorten the game to keep them, you know, try and have a shot at the end.
Let's take a time out here, get ready for our national anthem here on the field. We'll be back in just a moment. It's Hazel and Pisgah after this. WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking. We do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. We'll do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Talking about that Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Still slow cooking that beef, pork, and chicken, just like great grandpa Buddy learned his kids how to do it years ago when he slow cooked his wild game over a hardwood fire, then basted the meat with a special sauce to fill in the flavor. At Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue in the Waynesville Plaza, you'll always find the same mouth-watering, hootin', hollered, good eating. No shortcuts, no chances. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, for food so good it'll make you squeal.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call 648-2632 for Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency.
Martin's Drugstore backs the Bears. They're home folks, too, with good old-fashioned friendly service. Martin's participates in most Medicare Part D drug plans. Sam Burris will be glad to assist you. In a rush? Use the drive-up window to drop off and pick up your medications later. Martin's, 24 Park Street, downtown Canton. Check the dollar wall inside. At Martin's, pharmaceutical care for 100 years. Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
Our big black sponsor is Carolina Pawn and Gun. We're also brought to you by Rogers Express Loop, Jukebox Junction, Champion Credit Union, WNC Towing, Hometown Hardware, Pat Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency, and SIDS on Main. Make sure that you join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chapel Show live from the Jukebox Junction on Highway 276 in Bethel. It's Football Talk with Coach Chapel and me, and it's brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun, Hometown Hardware, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, Haywood Insurance Services, and Southeastern Sports Medicine. You can listen live on the web, or you can join us tomorrow live from the jukebox. One other announcement that we had tonight, very excited about this, and this will be coming up soon on Tuesday. Something special again to announce. One of Pisgah Nation's own has become a recording artist with her first CD debuting on Tuesday. Pisgah graduate and Nashville recording artist Emily Lauren will have her first CD, Reasons, available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and on Xbox, and you can find it and enjoy it. Also, Emily Lauren will be her guest on Frank Bird's Morning Show this coming Tuesday, just after the 8 o'clock news, and will share her story. We'll play her music as well. Join us as we celebrate a new artist from right here in the Pisgah Nation, Emily Lauren. And again, you can join Frank Bird right at around 8 o'clock, if not before, to hear the interview and to hear the music from that young lady. Again, we talked about the crowd a little bit. A pretty good crowd so far. Just about 10 minutes away right now. A really good crowd when we went over to Irwin last week, and a lot of the faithful over there. And that's one of the things, Chuck, that I wanted to point out. It seems like the last couple of years or so, you know, we saw some dips in attendance, but right now I think that there's some reinvigoration, even with the loss last week, in this core group of fans that want Pisgah to be successful.
Well, yeah, absolutely right. It's always tough to lose a game when you got a good football team, but you know, there's a faction of fans that think that maybe that's the last game we'll lose, you know, for the rest of the regular season.
Sure.
And that's a legitimate, you know, idea.
Agreed.
I mean, that's a thought right there that I think, well, you know, you may be right. You know, you got Franklin down the road, you know, East Henderson's down. You look at the conference, you know, so this is the last non-conference game of the regular season before you get into that Western North Carolina slate.
Right.
But here's the thing that we said before, and also during the pregame show last, you know, and also in the postgame show of the Irwin game. Win or lose, and if you take that loss, that will not show up on your record.
Exactly.
Because you play 11 games, you have to go, all teams go into playoff with 10. If you play 11 games, that endowment game, you get to pick one of your non-conference games to take off your schedule. Guess what one Pisgah is going to take?
Exactly.
That game never happened as far
exactly.
as it. So you learn from it. You got better as a team. You played a good quality team, a team that you'll see in the state playoffs, you know, type of caliber that you'll see in the state playoffs.
Right.
So roll with it from that standpoint. So I think, you know, hey, it's over with. They got their focus. You know, Coach Chappell understands it. And he has his team focused on Hayesville and Hayesville only. And then, you know, we can sit, you know, kind of shut it down a little bit, get some people, you know, healthy and take a week. And, you know, because we've been going at it all summer long and camp was intense.
It was.
And so this is going to be a much needed idle week after this. So next Friday we won't be here or anywhere else.
Exactly.
It'll be on a sort of like a little sabbatical.
We'll certainly enjoy our week off. It only comes once a year, and then we hope that we'll be playing for a while, maybe late into November is what our hope is, and I think that's a real possibility. I mean, you look at the schedule, Chuck. Again, I've talked about this earlier in the season. I'm very excited that we're not finishing the regular season in October like we did last year. Our final game is until November the 8th in terms of the regular season. And, Chuck, if you win two playoff games, you'll have a chance to be playing on Thanksgiving weekend. And there was a string of years, not too many years ago, 3, 4, 5 years ago, where it seems like we played 3 or 4 or 5, you know, Thanksgiving weekend games right there in a span of just a few years. So, and that's always a treat to have those. So, you know, when you're looking down the line and looking deep into the year, you want to have an opportunity to be playing late. And I think this team, both with, in terms of the way the schedule's set up and the way things look in terms of this team, I think we got a chance to do that. And that's very comforting.
And again, is that you're in position, and this is what you want, is be in position when you start the playoff to get that number one seed. And so, you know, if
right.
you can run the board and you're 3-1 in your non-conference and you run the, you know, the board on your conference, you know, you go into the state playoffs with a 10-0 record. Not too many teams go in with a 10-0 record. So if you are, usually there's about 4 teams that are going to battle and be picked. And they'll take the 2, you know, if there's a couple of them, they'll draw them. But if you got a 10-0 record, you have a good shot of that number one seed. And that's where you want to play. You want to play at home, on your turf, on this sacred acre inside Memorial Stadium.
And when you look at this conference right now, the best information we have, it's pretty open. Maybe more open now than we thought it was going to be in August.
I think surprised of what Tuscola has done thus far. I think Brandon Allen's done a fantastic job at Tuscola High School. And I think Tuscola being 2-1 is surprising. They got a tough game next week with Swain County. Boy, you know, you talk about Brandon having the, you know, he's got a, and I don't care if they're 1A or 2A or Swain's tough.
Yeah.
So he's got a tough one to finish off his non-conference slate. And then he picks up his first game against Smoky Mountain.
Right.
And we don't, the Smoky Mountain's that enigma in our, are they that good?
It is.
We keep asking ourselves that question.
Every year.
Man, Smoky gives you signs like, man, Smoky's pretty good. Then all of a sudden they lay an egg, you're like, ah, you know, are they really that good? East Tennyson is a surprise to me. This whole thing.
I agree.
East Tennyson is the shocker.
I agree.
Being at 0-3, winless right now. Chapel left, and the, obviously it's just not clicking.
And we didn't, we talked about this. You know, and we see Coach Presley down on the field tonight for the first time this season. That's good to see him after he's recovered from his surgery and active, as always, of course, as the athletic director. But, you know, Coach Presley left us with a lot to build on. I mean, the program is as good a possible shape as you would imagine it being with a coaching change at this level, because most of the time that's not the case. Coaches don't leave until they think that it's the right opportunity to, for whatever reason. And in this situation, he left at a pretty good time in terms of what he was able to leave behind.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, you know, he, it was, you know, it was the step down in the right time for him and his family. And so, you know, he felt it was the project, and what went into the factor was how he was going to leave the new football coach.
Right.
And he surely did not leave that cupboard bare.
One thing to point out, too, the Pisgah JV football team, they're undefeated still. A win last night, handily, from all accounts. And I was here for that one, and looked pretty good and doing what we wanted to really do in terms of game plan. A win against Madison last night. Canton Middle School, I know, won handily against their opponent, which was Smoky Mountain last night. So things still look good both at this level and as we go down the line in terms of what's coming around. And that's something that we're very proud of in this community, I think, Chuck, is that you always feel like that you're going to have a chance to go out and be successful year in and year out. There's a lot of excitement right now, particularly around that JV team that many think in this community could go undefeated.
Well, you take a look at the seniors leaving, and you go back and you're thinking, okay, this group, the Bethel Middle and the Canton Middle Schools, ended their middle school rivalries and coming together. And, you know, you look at that team and you're like, boys, this is going to be a good one. They got a load of freshmen. You know, 3-0 with a bunch of freshmen starting.
Yeah.
And they're really pushing them, and that's what they want to do. So there's going to be some good football teams in the future, near future too, because, you know, some of those kids, you know, we've got will step up, and probably in that era where Zach James was.
Right.
There are going to be a lot of sophomores on the varsity next year.
Right. All right, almost set to go here. Just a minute or two away. Pisgah will kick the football, which means that they will have possession to start the second half. They will be kicking towards the south end zone. That means they'll defend the north end zone as we get started. The sun is just setting here on a beautiful night in Canton. Temperatures in the 60s. A little bit of a breeze, a very crisp evening. We had some thunderstorms after the JV game last night. Kind of cleared up everything. Some leaves on the ground in some places now. So the Black Bears come out of their new tunnel, and now they're out there on the field in those new uniforms. Black Bears tonight, black shirts, black pants, black helmets, that flat black. And you can hear in the background for the first time that I can remember, Chuck, at kickoff, the mill is playing their horn and their whistle that they typically do for lunchtime or whenever there's a fire. See, that might be a good tradition, the mill getting it cranked up. Here's the kick off Hickman's foot.
We're offsides.
It was deep.
So it was a wee. Okay, it's not a good start.
We will not mention that it's Friday the 13th because we're not superstitious. And if you are superstitious, just remember that it's Friday the 13th for everyone, including Hazel.
Gotta stay, gotta wait. You know, the one of the up men, they run a staggered line on the kickoff. They got a group that's 5 yards back and then a group that's 10 yards back. So it gives the opposing team trying to, you're sitting there trying to figure out, when you stagger them, it's hard to figure out who's got what lanes and everything so you for your blocking schemes. We just had one of those guys that kind of took off prematurely.
Higdon will try it again here, this time from the 35. A pooch kick, high and short, fielded at about the 25-yard line off to the far sideline. He'll be taken down at about the 36, 37-yard line. That's where Hayes will start their first drive of the night. Just underway here at the stadium, no score.
Well, Dylan Hanna and Casey Mashburn on the kickoff team got down quickly on that pooch kick and brought down that running back, that returner for the Yellow Jackets. So put your defense out there and let them go to work.
So the Jackets will start with three receivers to the right side, white shirts, black pants and gold helmets. One receiver to the left. Back to pass. Look. Two-step drop. Throws incomplete. Good coverage down there in the middle. They just try to drop it off in front of the linebackers. Nothing doing. It's second and 10.
Inside slot receiver just stepped in, ran a 5-yard hitch pattern, and Hannah was reading the eyes of the quarterback and just moved right shoulder to shoulder and just kind of swatted that away. So nice coverage on the defense for Pisgah by Dylan Hannah.
Two receivers to the left, to the right, near to the formation. Here's just a little pitch around the other side. They pick up about 6 or 7 yards before it dropped just shy of the 45-yard line, just shy there. It'll bring up a third and short now, Chuck, nearing midfield for the Jackets.
Went to the short side of the field, Hayesville did, and caught, had more numbers on the short side than Pisgah had defenders and just caught Pisgah unmanned on that, and so that was they were able to pick up about 7 yards on that carry.
Two receivers out to the right, to the left on third down. Three-step drop, shotgun, looking, time, throws out here to the flat, incomplete. And now Hayesville looks like they'll probably punt here, and we'll get a look at Pisgah's offense in just a moment. We'll take a timeout after this play if it is indeed a punt. With 11 on line left to play in the first quarter, Hayesville goes three and out. And the Black Bears set to get the football. No score here, of course, early.
Well, we were fortunate that that Mills was misfired on that pass because the flat route was open. Lucas Hall was late getting there. But when he got near the sideline, Coach Chappell told him what
Here's
he thought of that.
Here's the snap, and the punt is low. It'll take a bounce and picked up right there by Jesse. Jesse at the 25, Jesse 30, middle of the field. Has to beat the kicker in Connaught and goes down at the 40-yard line. It's a good field position for Pisgah. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
You need some cash. There ain't no doubt. Carolina Pawn and Gun. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. You gotta fight for your right to bear arms. You gotta fight for your right to bear arms.
WPTL's coverage of Black Bear football continues.
Chin 41 left to play, just underway here in the first quarter. Pisgah with the football. Jesse Martinez gets a little pitch and picks up 5 second down now at the 43-yard line, moving from right to left. Still in Pisgah territory. Wishbone set for the Black Bears. No receivers in this set. Here's a give, straight ahead, close to first down yardage, and I believe he's got it, and then some, Chuck. Now inside Hayesville territory at the 47.
Well, that was a nice run, but nice push out of the guys up front. They did a fantastic job, and Trevor Johnson on that carry. So out of the bone, what they're going to do is put Martinez and Trevor Johnson in the backfield. Well, that's a guy we forgot about. Was Trevor Johnson, a very talented player, being one of the other halfbacks out of the bare bone.
Wishbone set, Brown under center, pitch off to the left side. He needs to try to shed a tackle and cannot, and a flag comes in late in the vicinity of a hold. As That Hayesville player was able to shoot the gap a little bit and blow that one up for us, and now we'll check the flag. It'll be a loss of 5 on the down, and that penalty will go against Pisgah as well. Not what you want to do on 1st and 10, Chuck.
No, no. I mean, we just moved the chains, and now we're putting ourselves back in a hole here. Is that? But I think maybe Hayesville will decline this penalty. Yeah, they did. They declined it because of the loss of downs. Trying to get that ball back. We just spoke well of the offensive line picking up blocks and moving, but that was not a down north run. That was more of an east-west run out there.
2nd and 15, wishbone set again. Inside give to the fullback to the 50-yard line, bounces it outside to the 40-yard line, and he'll be ridden out of bounds, but very close to a first down at about the 37-yard line.
Big hops, Dylan Hanna from the fullback. He just got a straight dive off tackle and just shed one tackler at the line of scrimmage at the point of attack. And then just there was a nice seal on the right-hand side, and he was able to move the chains.
It is a first down for Pisgah. They'll stay in the wishbone. Hanna is out there with Martinez and Anderson. In that wishbone, Brown under center from the 37. Now a little give again to Hanna. Hanna off to the left side inside the 35. He picks up 3. It'll be 2nd and 7.
So Cody Lamb
lost his hat.
Yeah, so he's got to come off. And I've always Lamb our center. So now coming in looks to be 68.
Cody. Looks like Cody Parm.
Well, they'll take Holt Underwood from the right guard and move him to center. Holt was our center last year. And then the young man that just came in.
Cody Parm.
Cody Parm.
8:51 left to play. First quarter, no score. Pisgah football on 2nd and 7 from the 35 of Hayesville. They'll look at about a 4-4 set. Here's a snap and a little keeper right there from Brown. Tries to move off the right guard, right tackle area to about the 31-yard line. Another decent pickup. It'll be 3rd and about 4 now for Pisgah.
That was really neat on that last play, and I'll be real quick, is when Lamb came off, I looked at the line through my binoculars and saw Holt step right over the ball. Without being told, I mean, he stepped right over the ball, guy coming in. So they practiced that.
Wishbone set again. Snap. Here's a pitch to the right side. This time it's Martinez, and Martinez runs into a nest of jackets at about the 30-yard line. Maybe got a yard, and now we'll call it 4th down and about 3. Pisgah will go for it here. 4-down territory, typically, in high school football. .750 here in the first quarter. Just wishbone set. No wide receivers in this package. Double tights. Snap, play action, boots to the right side, wants to throw downfield, looking, throws, caught, touchdown, and it's Hunter White.
From a tight end spot, Hunter just ran a simple, out of the double tight, just ran a simple flag pattern. They were running a single high safety, and Hunter had, I mean, there's no way, that's taking candy from a baby all day, because that single high safety's in the middle of the field. Hunter just ran to him, and then when he broke on the flag, separated himself, McKinley Brown, to his old friend now.
And he sold it on the boot, too.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Pisgah now will show that swinging gait. Everybody on the left side, here's a pitch out to the left side, and now a flag and a procedure call will most likely be the result here, and it is. And we'll see what Pisgah wants to do, if they want to kick it now or try to go for it again. You've got Brown and a center in front of him. You got two receivers to the right and the whole line and Martinez to the left. And now they'll kick it, and Higdon is out there to do that. This time they'll spot it from the 15-yard line. So this will be a 25-yard extra point. Pisgah leads at 6-0 here with 7:34 left to go in the first quarter. Here's a snap, hold, kick, flag. Maybe another call against Pisgah. Back him up 5 more. This would be about a 30-yard kick. It is going to be. It's going to be backed up now to the 20, so a 30-yard extra point. Dead away, though, when Higdon had plenty of leg on the previous spot. But the illegal procedure is not something that Coach Chappell is going to be happy about. 2 flags back-to-back on an extra point.
Well, he seemed not to be concerned about flags, but, you know, you... You know, it's always when you're not concerned about them that they happen a lot. And pretty soon you're going to have to start getting concerned about flags.
Higdon will try it again. With a little bit of a breeze at his back. Snap, spot down, kick is away. He's got the leg, and he's got it through the uprights. 7:34 left to play here in the first. Pisgah leads it 7-0. This is AM 920 WPTL Radio Canton, the voice of Pisgah football.
The smart way to keep your vehicle purring is regular maintenance. Make it easy. Pull in at Rogers Express Lube and Tire on Pisgah Drive. Locally owned by Buddy and Brandon Rogers. They use Valvoline, Castrol, and other brands. There's North Carolina inspection. And the Rogers sell all major brands of tires with state-of-the-art balancing and tire-changing equipment. Rogers Express Lube and Tire, 167 Pisgah Drive in Canton. They're open on Saturday, and they take credit cards. Call 648-7772.
Black Bear football continues here on AM 920 WPTL.
.734 left to play. First quarter, Pisgah strikes first. They lead it 7-0. Hickton now set to kick it away with the wind in his back again. Again, another high and short kick fielded now at the 20, far sideline. Cuts it back to the middle. Still at the 30, 35. And run down and thrown down by Martinez. At about the 37-yard line, thrown down pretty hard out of bounds. And now the Jackets will go back on offense after going three and out in their last possession, then giving up a touchdown to Pisgah on the following defensive stand. College football last night, winners were Texas Texas Tech upsetting Texas Christian 20-10. Arkansas State over Troy, and Tulane over Louisiana Tech. Two receivers to the right side, to the left side for Hayesville. Snap, two-step drop out of the shotgun. Throws high and incomplete. He missed him by about 4 feet over his head. It's 2nd and 10.
Well, you had big Jacob Boyd and Kyle Terrell in the face of the quarterback, and he had to redirect that pass because the young man looks to be about, about 5'10".
Yeah.
And especially Jacob Boyd, I think Jacob's like goes about 6'4".
Yeah. I got to tell you something. I can't remember being this comfortable in this press box in a long time. It's just great weather tonight. Two receivers now to the left side, to the right again. Three-step drop after the shotgun. Loads up and throws one deep, and it's going to be caught. Are they going to mark him inbounds? Yes, he got both feet in at the 44-yard line. First down for Hayesville. They want to throw it around here, it looks to me like.
Well, they just so much for running. They're going to put the ball in the air. But this is what you plan. You look on film, and you say, okay, this is what they do. But
they
this may not be
like,
what they will do
right
when it comes Friday night.
Well, but they must feel like this is their best chance to win this game. This is probably the biggest game on their schedule, I would think. Two receivers to the right, one to the left now. There's a snap, and they'll try to give to a little tailback, and he's run down and brought down hard. Good penetration right there with Pisgah, and it looked like big number 52, Drayton Kirkpatrick, the sophomore, getting in on that deal.
And Holt Underwood.
Cody Lamb checks out.
I got my binoculars for these home games.
It's tough
with
to read those
numbers. Yeah. I'll tell you the number.
2nd and 12. Two receivers either side of the set. They'll operate shotgun with one set. Snap. Two-step drop. Pump fakes left side. Now under pressure. Still under pressure. Throws it up and incomplete. Well, I tell you what, that's a good job right there, putting a lot of pressure right in the middle of the field on the quarterback.
Yeah, and they have come twice, back-to-back plays with interior front blitzes from the linebackers. No boundaries. And really, you can't because you take the risk because they're running doubles on each side of the line, you know, so they're running twin sets with their wide receivers. So they're going to put the pressure from the middle.
Two receivers will come to the near side, two to the far side. Pisgah looking for pass, obviously, here. One set. They'll operate again from the shotgun, the middle of the field. The 46, here comes the pressure and the blitz from the backside. Throws incomplete. He had no time to throw that little quick hitter that little slant, Chuck, there was nothing doing right there, and Hazel's going to punt the football.
Well, and Ricky Brindley, the defensive coordinator,
dialing,
just dialing up blitz after blitz after blitz, and they're different blitz packages. That was a zero blitz. I mean, they were leaving man coverage to every receiver, and then they were sending everybody else in. And that time, instead of, you know, not only interior, but he also brought boundary blitz.
Here's a snap, and they will punt straight away. Fielded at the 10-yard line. To the far side goes Jesse Anderson, now back and cut down at the knees at the 12. So not great field position now for Pisgah to go on their next drive, but they do have the football back after forcing Hazel into just having one first down in that possession.
Right. And, you know, Jesse's not 100%, but, you know, he's wearing number two, and it's if you're going to wear number two, you're going to play. Coach, if you're going to give me number two for Dustin Messer, if this is my game to wear, I'm playing.
I think you're right. I think maybe some emotion involved in that deal, too. And, you know, maybe a rallying cry for our kids. Hunter White come to the near side of the slot with Anderson to the near side, far end. Two receivers out to the right side as well. We'll operate now shotgun, Chuck. Snap. And Brown will keep. Not a lot of running room there. Design play. Maybe got a yard. We'll call it second and nine now from about the 12. Martinez splits out to the far right side. Badre Crouch in the slot over there as well. Hunter Wyke and Anderson to the near side. Snap. Looking, plenty of time, throws right side, incomplete, and almost intercepted. It must have been looking for Jesse Martinez right there, though he had Vadre in the vicinity, too, underneath of it.
Well, and he had it. The fact was is that he had Vadre, and Martinez ran a very poor flag route from the inside slot. A hook pattern by Vadre to that right-hand side, and Martinez was late getting there.
Four receivers out there again. Back to pass. Looking deep downfield. Sideline, he wants Wyke. It's going to be picked off at the 50-yard line. He just undercut the route and fell. And now Hazel gets the football back. That ball was underthrown, intended for Hunter.
And he just threw that. McKinley just threw that into double coverage. That's going for the home run, and that's getting a little too excited right there. When he had the under route,
right,
he was talking, you did not read the secondary. What you did was you read your man, but you didn't read that, you know, you didn't watch that safety. That safety kept backing up. When that safety keeps backing up and that man's on his hip, the cover man, then you're going to end up having double coverage on that long pass pattern.
First play to the right side for Hazel on the ground. They only pick up about a yard and a half, maybe a yard. It'll be second nine now from about the 47-yard line, just inside Pisgah territory.
When you read that safety bite, you know, going up, you know, he's backing up and you got coverage, a man coverage there. You got to look to your wide side open man. You know, the man running the shorter under route.
Quarterback this time will keep. Sheds one tackle, doesn't shed two tackle, as you saw. Jesse Anderson in on that hit, along with Vadre Crouch, who comes big as well. And he's been a huge factor, I think, out there on the edge in terms of defense for us so far.
Vadre has just played exceptionally well in all three games, and so far today is really playing well early in this ballgame. Spreading the field.
Three receivers to the left side. Now one to the right side. Snap. Looks. Throws out here. It's caught in the flat. Now tries to work upfield. Here comes pressure from the backside. Another great tackle. Lucas Hall drops him for a loss, and there's no way he should have been able to do that. It's fourth down again, and now Hazel looks like they're going to go four and out again, or three and out again.
Well, and there was a lot of open territory on that, you know, that smoke route, screen to the inside slot receiver. But Holt Underwood busting it from the line, chasing that, forced that man to take the banana route towards the sidelines into, you know, where the defenders were.
We'll take a timeout after this play if it is indeed a bunt. Here's a snap, gets it off. It'll be bounding at the 10-yard line and take a Hayesville stop and now picked up and we're going to try to run out with it. And Crouch at the 10, 15, still on his feet, 20. Still on his feet. He spins and moves and makes a nice return right there. Good job for Bodre Crouch. Back in a moment. WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Back to Pisgah Black Bear football here on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live here at the stadium. Pisgah goes back out there on offense. Four wide receivers set. Anderson, Crouch, Martinez, and White. Man in motion this time is Martinez. Now Brown will keep and go straight ahead on that little option, that little speed option play. And he keeps for about five. To be second and five now at about the 32-yard line. So Pisgah started off in the wishbone, Chuck, and now they look like they're going back to the spread.
Well, they're running a variety of offenses. The first was the wishbone. Then they were running spread and huddling up.
One receiver to the right side trips over here to the near side from about the 32-yard line on second and six. Back to pass looking. Plenty of time. Throws deep middle right there. It's picked off again at the 40-yard line. Anderson is the intended receiver, so on back-to-back throws, Chuck, two interceptions, not good news for Pisgah. They lead at 7-0, however, here, with 2:49 left to go in the third, or excuse me, the first.
And it's just misreading it, and coaches are talking with them.
Two receivers will go to the right side, one to the far side for Hayesville. Now two out of the same spread that we're running right now. Snap, two-step drop, back to pass, pressure throws. It's going to be caught and down at about the 49-yard line. A gain of about 9.5. It'll be second down at about one right at the midfield stripe, just above the power P painted on the field. Hayesville just inside Pisgah territory now. They're down 7-0 to us.
Defense has to step up and play big. You know, they got to step up and be the guys at this moment.
South Caldwell and Reynolds tied at 7. Irwin leads Madison 7-0. Snap, tailback. This time the big guy gets it for about 3 and gets a first down for Hayesville inside Pisgah territory. Now at about the 47-yard line, Murphy leads Smoky Mountain 7-0. You know, turnovers are a big deal, Chuck. No matter who you're playing, you don't want to give teams extra chances in field position, and that's what we've done on two possessions in a row now.
Yeah. The one rule, and I'll say it when we get a moment.
Back to pass, looking, time, throws deep downfield, and complete double coverage right there. You had Crouch and Anderson in coverage at the 25-yard line.
You never throw a seam route or a fly route with a single high safety, because the safety can sit there and read your eyes and then move when you start to throw.
Because he's the center fielder.
Right. You have to always go under. When a single high safety is in the middle of the field, you never throw the flag or post or skinny post or a seam route going up the hashes. Never. That's a cardinal rule of football.
Back to pass again. Looks middle of the field. Caught by the fullback for a pickup of about 5. He's tackled immediately. We'll call it 4. To the 43-yard line, it's 3rd and 6.
That's Caleb Knuckles, a outstanding catcher for Hayesville, and he got up gingerly.
Reynolds over South Caldwell, 14-7. Irwin over Madison, 14-0 now. 1:31 left to go in the first quarter. Much quicker quarter here than we saw in any quarter last week. It's 3rd and 7 now for Hayesville. Two receivers either side of the set. A big down here for the Pisgah defense. Snap. Here's a little pitch underneath. They try to get out to the left side, and they drop the football. It's on the ground. Pisgah says they have it. We'll see. Pisgah football. They recovered the fumble at the 38-yard line, so the Jackets give it right back to us. It's a big turnover.
Big turnover, and that's what you want. Look, you turn the football over, and you you get a turnover back and you make out on the field position, because now they got the ball at the 37, their own 37. But, you know, hey, you'd start all over with 1:11 here left in the first quarter. It's good, you know, gold stars to the defense.
Murphy leads Smoky Mountain 14-0.
There you go. We're going to ask that question again.
Three receivers to the left side, one to the right side. Snap. Straight ahead. Brown keeps looking for some running room. Finds it. Gets into the second level. And he's got a first down at the 50.
That's just beautiful running out of McKinley.
You know, they must have saw something, because that's the third or fourth time we've run that play. They must have saw something on film that they liked in terms of softness in the middle.
Right, and they like a matchup because they like the size. I'm looking at a size differential, in favor of Pisgah on offensive
and
line.
And McKinley's not a little kid.
No. But what you're doing is you've got people flying all over the place, and backers are leaving their spots. You know, there's no gap responsibilities, or integrity is being shattered by Hayesville right now.
Two receivers either side of the set. It's Crouch and White in the slots. Wants to throw a backwards pass to Crouch. He's at the 47-yard line, and a flag comes in, most likely a blocking penalty against us, and that play was blown up for a loss. So after getting first down yardage, Pisgah lost right here, and we'll check the call. A holding call against Pisgah, and that was a backwards pass. So my first thought when I saw it, Chuck, was that Crouch was going to look to throw downfield, and he never made an attempt to. So now you're really backed up after the loss on the play, and now the holding backs us all the way up to the 36-yard line in our territory. 36 seconds left to go before the end of the first quarter. We lead it here 7-0. Three receivers to the right side, one receiver to the left side. That's Anderson near to the sideline and near to the set. We operate from the left hash, one set. Snap, two-step drop, looks left side, throws, caught. And pushed down after forward progress. They'll get him up to the 38-yard line. Only picked up about 3 yards, and we've still got a lot to go. We need the 40-yard line of Hazel to convert a first down with 10 seconds left in the clock running here in the first quarter.
It was a nice route by Hunter White when he caught the hitch pass to the short side of the field. He turned in to where all the bodies were. When you catch something that close to the sidelines, you spin as fast as you can and get your feet on, you know, right on the edge of the out of bounds, and you might make that man miss, and you can run up the sidelines. Because where are all the bodies? They're coming towards you.
Our big black sponsor is Carolina Pawn and Gun, and also by Ken Wilson Ford, WNC Community Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Burger King, Riverview Farm and Garden, American Pawn and Pickers, and Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. That's the end of the first quarter. Pisgah leads at 7-0. Back in a moment. AM 920 WPTL Radio, Canton, the voice of Pisgah football.
It seems most sound financial advice starts with saving. At WNC Community Credit Union, they have several savings products to help achieve your goals. For short term, their regular share account pays one of the best dividends you'll find anywhere. Plus, they have CD and IRA products for longer term plans. They even have a Christmas club for seasonal money. Check with them at 27 Kent Lane off Eagles Nest Road, Waynesville. Insured by the NCUA.
A lot of talk about that new racing car this year. One thing not changed, though, and that's the hootin', hollerin', mouth-waterin' good eatin' at Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Whether smoked turkey, chicken, pork, or beef barbecue, a tender barbecue pork sandwich, a belly-busting dog, a full rack of baby back ribs, or a fried or grilled chicken platter with all the trimmings, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue at the Waynesville Plaza is always a favorite for food so good it'll make you squeal.
Notice how things go from one thing to another. Next up, leaf raking. And Hometown Hardware has a September doorbuster. 22-inch steel lawn rake for $7.99. Valspar paint and Cabot stain $5 off a gallon with mail-in rebate. Pick up a super tough 9x12 drop cloth for $1.89. Find what you need at Hometown Hardware on Radio Hill in Canton Plaza. It's 10,000 square feet of hardware and housewares, open 7 days a week.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Now back to the stadium. Here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
Back live at the stadium. Back to pass. Pisgah's going to get called for being offside. A great catch right there by Anderson at the 42-yard line underneath the route. But Pisgah's going to be flagged right here as Madre Crouch moved. We had trips down here, and they only had two guys really covering the play. They had a single safety right there, but not enough, and Crouch will come out.
Whew. I tell you what, this team right here would make a person grow, you know, go bald and give you an officer.
I would tell you about gray hair, but seems like that's already been addressed.
That's already been addressed, and bald is already a fact.
I think you look good.
Well, thank you.
I thought the calendar looked great. And by the way, Pisgah basketball team selling $20 calendars with lots of sponsorships. Those funds will be used directly to help Pisgah go to Disney later this winter. And you can purchase those from players. You can also purchase them at the Black Bear store. I'm sure you can find one if you come by the high school as well. They really look good. One of the months is sponsored by the Mountaineer, and Chuck Fiebernitz's picture is there, though I've been told that I will replace him next year.
Absolutely. 1 year of my ugly mug on this thing.
I thought you looked great. Murphy leads Smoky Mountain 21-0. Franklin over Swain 7-0.
I don't know, but the way this team's going, they may be, you know, they may set a school record of being the most penalized football team in school history.
They're like Oakland.
Gee whiz.
All right, so they're going to decline it and move it to third down. So it's third and 22. We need the 40 to convert here. Brown looks over to get his sign. Three receivers to the near side. One out to the far side. Snap. Looking. Plenty of time. No pressure. Deep middle. Throws. Caught! And he fumbles the football. They're going to rule it incomplete. No, they're going to rule it complete and out of bounds. Pisgah should maintain possession.
Wow. That ball was just
they're
rolling.
They're going to rule it complete and out of bounds on a fumble. So Pisgah will get the spot at the 30-yard line unless they change their minds here. No, they're going to give it to us at the 30.
Trevor Johnson caught a nice pass but just got drilled.
I think that's the right call, too.
Not like the call we saw last week. But the guy got his hand on it, got drilled, and the ball went, and they called it a completed pass.
That went as well as it could have for us. Three receivers near side, one out to the far side. That's Anderson. Johnson, the catcher a minute ago, is on the near side, close. Rolls to the right side. Flags come in. Looking, throws, incomplete. Johnson again, that time with a drop, and the flag will go against Pisgah for a shift. There's penalties again, Chuck. They're drive killers.
Well, I mean, you got to discipline your football team. You got to let them know this is important. This is very frustrating for the fans, for us.
Sure.
And I know it's for the coaches, but, you know, this is an issue that's going to bite you if you don't fix this. This is just very, I don't know, lack of focus. I mean, shift, penalties, move before the ball.
Three receivers to the right side again, one to the left side.
These are non-aggressive penalties. So this is a concern for Chapel.
Snap. Looking. Pump fakes. Plenty of time. Now throws a deep ball. He's got a man down there. Caught and he scores! And a great catch down there this time.
Jesse Anderson.
By Jesse Anderson wearing number 2 and looks completely healthy. Pisgah leads at 13-0 now.
7 touchdown passes this thrown this year by McKinley Brown, and that's the first one other than to Hunter Wake.
He just dropped it right in the bucket.
And it was a slant and go. It was a nice pump fake by McKinley. Bit the safety, middle of the single high safety bit on it. And Jesse ran right by him. And it was just a nice touch.
Boy, it was. Two receivers to the right. That swinging gate again. Brown will not take the snap. It's this time. It's Martinez. And he walks in. 2-point conversion is good. 11:09. Left to play in the second quarter. Black Bears open up a 15-0 lead. This is AM 920 WPTL. Can't the voice of Pisgah football.
The Pisgah Black Bears know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to basketball, but to personal finances as well. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have a portfolio that works as hard as you do. Jim Bromley, your Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 828-648-0045 or stop by his office at 92 Crossroad Hill Road in Canton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Your home for Pisgah sports is AM 920. Now back to the gridiron. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Back live at the stadium, Pisgah opens up a 15-0 lead. Chuck on a great throwing catch.
Well, that was a nice play by Brown to Anderson, and they needed a big strike right there after four penalties on that drive.
Yeah. Yeah, you're lucky that the result was what it was. High and short kick fielded at 30-yard line to the near sideline. He's cut down right there. So that's a strategy right there for Pisgah. Keep it out of the way from their guys making big returns and giving them a little bit of yardage, but not a whole lot. They're starting a lot of these drives really right now off these kicks around the 30-yard line. Mountain Heritage and Rosman tied at 7.
Holt Underwood, Casey Mashburn, Kyle Terrell, big number 67 for Pisgah.
Three receivers to the right side for Hazel, one to the near side. From the left hash mark from the 30-yard line. Snap, throws. It's going to be tipped in the air and incomplete. That was a volleyball drill right there.
Boy, and a nice play on that by Vadre Crouch, because he tipped that ball and it went high in the it was sort of going towards the Hazel receiver. So what's Vadre do? Tackles him, jumps all over his shoulder and pulls his arms down. Absolutely. Heads up by Vadre Crouch.
It's a good football play.
You're not catching this ball.
Two receivers out to the right now to the left side. Shotgun snap. He'll keep and roll to the right. Cut down after a pickup of only 2 yards now to be third and long for Hayesville. The Jackets unable to get much going on offense so far tonight. Pisgah leads. It's 15-0 with 10:45 left to go here in the first quarter. Check that. Yeah, second quarter. I'm sorry. I guess I'm still in the first because it was such a long game last week. It seemed like we were in third forever. Three receivers to the right side, one to the left side. Pisgah still moving around. Here comes the blitz from the backside. A lot of pressure, and he gets it off, and it's almost picked off. First of all, Crouch almost made a sack over there, and then the ball was thrown and almost picked off right at the line of scrimmage, so it's fourth down. Hayesville will punt, and we'll take a timeout after this play with Pisgah leading 15-0. About 10 minutes left in the second quarter.
Ricky Brindley dialing up a boundary blitz from the wide side, and that was the man from the boundary was Vadre Crouch. Boy, he got past the edge blocker, and then it was just a race to the backside of the quarterback rolling out. And he got there just as he was throwing it.
Great timing on these blitz calls. Here's a snap, and the kick is off a high knuckleball. Kicks for a Hayesville roll down to the 25-yard line. We see that on this turf from time to time. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Chip. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Back to Pisgah Black Bear football here on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live at the stadium, Pisgah football again at the 25-yard line. We go back to the wishbone, trying to run the ball now. It looks like Hannah gets the carry just outside the 30. He picks up a nice chunk of change, almost 5. It'll be second 5. We need the 36-yard line for the first down in our territory.
All right, up 15-0. Want to just work the clock.
Yeah.
And so they're going to go back to the bare bone.
Yeah, who's not in favor of a quick game tonight?
I would like a quick game.
Oh. Snap and a pitch this time to Martinez. Martinez runs solidly into the Hayesville defender. But he picks up 2. It'll be 3rd and short.
Well, it started off on that toss sweep out of the bare bone to like it was going to pick up some yardage, and all of a sudden a couple Hayesville defenders got off their blocks. So we're not sustaining our blocks at the point of attack. We're not staying with our guys.
Right.
We're getting, they're just shucking them off.
3rd and short now. Wishbone set. Pisgah leads 15-0 here in the second quarter. A blown up play. Martinez ends up with the ball, and I'm not sure that's who he was intended to get it, but he pitched it to him anyway, and now Pisgah takes a big loss back to the 25-yard line, and they'll have to punt the football. A quick 3-and-out. That series didn't seem to go very well for us. We'll take a timeout after this play. Pisgah leads it 15-0. Clock moves with 8:40 left to go in the second quarter. Hayes will set to get the football back. Lone man to return it.
Line doing?
Here's a snap. Martinez high, rugby style kick.
Well, that was Anderson.
Takes a Pisgah hop. And down at the 33-yard line. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernitz on WPTL.
Back live at the stadium. Pressure comes over the middle. Thrown and incomplete. And I'm going to tell you something right now, Chuck, in terms of them being down, I think we're going to see some interceptions and some sacks right here. Isaac Mills has no time to throw the football.
Well, and he's getting a lot of pressure, but, you know, Trevor Johnson came in from, started on a boundary blitz, but saw that the back went through the line and pulled off on the boundary blitz and went to the guy that was in, the pass eventually was intended for.
Now here's a deep ball down the sideline and Pisgah's gonna pick it off. Great job right there. As you see, number two, Jesse Anderson tonight with the interception down the sideline, and he had the great position on that receiver. The receiver did nothing to shake him at all. A little bit of time to throw that time, but right into our arms, and Pisgah gets the football back after going three and out last series.
Well, with Hayesville having the inability to run the football, if they can't establish a running game against this team,
right,
and they're going to go all pass, that's going to be a long night.
I think that's exactly right. I would be concerned, to say the least, right now, if I were on the other sideline. White, Crouch, Martinez to the near sideline. Anderson to the far sideline. Hannah back there. Shotgun coming up for McKinley Brown at the 15. Snap. Looks left, throws back across, and it's caught by Martinez. And Martinez makes a nice gain for a first down out to the 31-yard line on a little bit of direction throw there.
But he's got a nice body for a sophomore.
He does.
You look at this kid 2 years from now, he's going to be a heck of a, you know, he's going to have that body, that physique, and he's going to be a heck of a ball player. Jesse Martinez.
Anderson White now to the far side along with Crouch. Martinez to the near side. Big Hannah back there for protection. With Brown operating from the shotgun on first down. Man of motion is Crouch back to the near side. Here's a snap. Brown keeps, flags come in, and maybe another shift penalty. It might have been Crouch moving towards the line of scrimmage before the snap. I think that's exactly what it was. A shift call against the Black Bears, and that is exactly what happened right there. I didn't see it, but somebody did, and the guy that counts is the one that makes the call. So Pisgah will come back as Hazel will accept the penalty. It'll be the first and 15 now from the 26-yard line. 7:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Pisgah leads this one 15-0. Two receivers out to the far side. Anderson and White to the near side. One to the near side. Crouch in the slot. The third receiver on the left side. Rolls to the left. Brown with time. Flips one off. Crouch with the catch, stiff arm, 30-yard line, and tackled from behind and fumbles the ball out of bounds. But picks up 5 yards back to the original line of scrimmage now, so to be second and 10 at the 31-yard line from the left hash now for the Black Bears. A lot of action. Mountain Heritage and Rosman tied at 7. Murphy 21-0 over Smoky Mountain. Hendersonville 3-0 over North Henderson. North Buncombe leads West Henderson 7-0. Inca leads West Caldwell 12-0. Reynolds 21-7 over South Caldwell. These are the scores. We'll get you more at the half. Two receivers either side of the set. Shotgun coming up. Back to pass. Plenty of time. Throws. Caught. Nice catch. 40-yard line. Out to the 43-yard line. It's Anderson. First down.
just got an outstanding
catch. It's like calling a basketball game right now.
Yeah, it is. It's quick. But yet, you can see the Bears starting to pick up that tempo, and they're starting to click. If they can eliminate these little silly penalties, you know, they could really, you know, put up a lot of points here.
Martinez to the near side. The other three receivers to the far side. Shotgun snap coming up from the 43-yard line. Nearing midfield, Brown keeps. Brown's got a lane, 50, 45, 40, cuts it back, and inside that 40 to the 39-yard line. It's first down for the Big Black.
Dr. Nolte and John Sanderson are listening to the broadcast of the game from Edisto Island, South Carolina. Lucky guys.
John Sanderson owes me. Called that game for him last night over here. I hope that Dr. Nolte and Mr. Sanderson are doing great tonight. Great educators in this county for a long, long time. We appreciate them listening to our broadcast, certainly. Three receivers to the left side, one to the right side. One set. Shotgun snap. Looks right. Throws left. Crouch incomplete. In and out of the hands.
Yeah.
Second and 10.
Just took his eye off the pass. He had blockers. He had a convoy in front of him to the wide side of the field. And, you know, it just, he just was trying to go before he caught the football.
39-yard line continues to be the spot. Crouch will come to the near side slot along with Martinez. Anderson and White out to the far side. We hadn't called Hunter's number in a few moments. We'll see if that changes. Snap. Back to pass. Looking. Left. Throws this time. Caught again out of that slot position. And Anderson is a man possessed right now making these catches, Chuck. First down again for the Big Black.
Well, they're putting White and Anderson on the same side of the field, putting Hazel in a dilemma. And Mike ran just a quick out, and Anderson in front of him ran the slant. And that was wide open, but a nice strike thrown by McKinley Brown.
First down and 10. Shotgun snap. Looking right. Throws. Caught. 15-yard line. Dives to the 12-yard line.
Trevor
nice
Johnson.
Little catch by Trevor Johnson, number 25. The junior receiver for Pisgah.
You see, they found a pocket on both sides, and these are these little delayed slants that are coming over the middle.
And all of a sudden, Pisgah's got receivers everywhere, and Hazel's had enough. They're going to take a timeout.
They have to make an adjustment right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. We'll take a timeout down the line as well. Pisgah driving the football again, leading at 15-0 with 5 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Back in just a moment. This is AM 920 WPTL Radio. And on WPTLRadio.net, the voice of Pisgah football.
Riverview Farm and Garden Supply has seed, fertilizer, hay, and everything you need at fair prices to keep your farm, lawn, and garden looking and working its best. Check on Riverview's exclusive line of Pisgah wear. Hats, sweats, t-shirts, decals, and pullovers are available to keep you looking your best on Pisgah Black Bear game day. That's Riverview Farm and Garden under the big Pisgah flag, just down from the stadium on Penland Street in Canton. Call 648-2164. Riverview Farm and Garden are proud sponsors of Pisgah football on WPTL.
Now, WPTL's coverage of Black Bear football continues.
Our big black sponsor tonight is Carolina Pond and Gun. Also sponsored by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Jukebox Junction, Martin's Drugstore, Sellers Florist, American Pond and Pickers, Singleton's Automotive, Hometown Hardware, and the Champion Credit Union, as well as Pisgah Tire Company. Three receivers to the right, one to the left on first down from the 13-yard line. Black Bears drive it again and doing it through the air. Here's a snap, a little pitch out to the right side. It's Martinez at the 10, out of bounds at about the 6-yard line. So Pisgah mixes it up right here. And Martinez a little bit gimpy.
Well, and the pace right now is really affecting Hayesville because a lot of Yellow Jackets are walking back to the line of scrimmage with their hands on their hips trying to get some air.
Martinez will check out. I don't know if that's a cramp or a sprain. I think it's a cramp. Hannah will go in there now at fullback. They're going to work on Martinez to the near sideline, and we'll see what his condition is. Three receivers to the left. Brown keeps. Brown inside the 5. Brown hangs on to the football in that pile to the 3, close to a first down.
It's going to be shy about a yard and 6 inches.
Cramps down here for Martinez, Chuck.
Let's see.
Three receivers to the right side.
Can't tell they got bodies around them.
One to the near side.
Anderson
Ben Johnson down here to the near side.
Got Anderson White and Trevor Johnson to the wide side of the same.
Brown carries. Brown to the one. It's first and goal for the Big Black. And Brown's going to have to check out. He lost his helmet, and he wants a face mask call, which would have negated that penalty, I believe. It is a penalty because it's losing your quarterback for a play. So Pisgah's going to have to run someone else in there, and it's going to be Lucas Hall, a quarterback, the junior now.
Yeah, Lucas is the backup emergency quarterback.
Three receivers to the left side, one to the right side. Will operate shotgun again on first and goal. And a lot of movement for the snap, and maybe we didn't get the snap count right. And Coach Chappell will try to spell his, and I don't know that he can do that because we've not run a play. Brown just checks back in, and I'm not sure they're going to let him back in because no play was run, and they're not going to allow him to do that. So now, just like that, Lucas Hall goes back out there again. Again, McKinley Brown ran back out there to try to spell the emergency quarterback after losing his helmet a play before, but no play was run after that penalty on Pisgah. Lucas Hall, the quarterback, 7-yard line of spot on first and goal. 15-0 your score, 3:14, clock continues to move. Three receivers to the left side, one to the right side. Pisgah wants to hammer this one home. Lucas Hall, a lot of pressure, and goes down at the 10-yard line. Nothing doing there. A loss of two, and now Matt Brown will check back in on first and goal from their second and goal from the 10.
Boy, they just sent everybody on that. They knew that that ball was not going in the air with that backup quarterback coming into the game for McKinley Brown, and so they just sent an all-out zero blitz.
That could change right here. Just inside the 10-yard line, two receivers to the left, two to the right, a little bit more room to maneuver. Back to pass, looks right, throws left side. It's going to be caught. Did he catch it? No, incomplete. He trapped it. Clock stops now. Third and goal from the 9. Pass intended for Jesse Anderson. And he almost made a nice grab again. He's been deadly as a receiver in the last two series. Franklin over Swain, 14-0. Inca leads West Caldwell, 12-6. Irwin, 21-7. Over Madison. We'll check some more scores for you at the half. Three receivers near side, one to the far side, a whistle, and a timeout for Hayesville, and we'll keep it right here, Chuck. Catch our breath a little bit, I tell you.
Stop the clock.
It feels like calling a basketball game. A lot of maybe fast-pitch softball. Those get pretty quick, too, but this one has been fast. A completely different situation for us than last week, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you what, defense has played extremely well.
They have.
They've been forced to defend the short field about three times.
And you don't want to get bogged down right now. You had a good drive.
Well, and here's the thing, is that there's not a lot of those major infractions on the defensive side.
Defense has played fouls.
Right. They played well. They're playing well. They're playing focused. They're flying to the football, and they're playing aggressive. It's the offense that just keeps shooting. The flag is on the ground over and over. This team has come in with averaging 12 penalties a game.
Right.
And they're well on track to breaking that.
Right. All right. Out of the timeout. Pisgah goes back out on offense. It's third and goal from the 9. Back to pass. Rolls left. Plenty of space in front of him. Now he'll try to escape and run out of it at the 5-yard line and goes down at the 4.5. I would imagine Pisgah will call a timeout here. They have, I believe, 2 left. No, they have all 3 left. They're going to let the clock continue to run down. It's 2:10. They've just now reset the play clock, and Pisgah will make a decision on what they want to do, and they're going to go for it without calling timeout, it would appear.
Well, this is a good time for it because, look, you're 15-0. You know, you're trying to, you know, get yourself gelling, but you may need a fourth down and go in a tight situation, so you got to get the kids used to running something like this.
All right, here we go. Two receivers either side. Back to pass, looking, throws. It is caught, and he scores! What a great catch out there, and it's that man again, Jesse Anderson. Touchdown for the Big Black.
Boy, I'll tell you what, he put the mitts up there, but McKinley Brown on that simple out pattern threw a laser, and Brown started to stumble, and as he was falling towards the pylon, caught the ball right before his helmet. Because, I mean, tell you, he had some gas on that boy.
I'll tell you what, that was nice. I'm just tickled to death at the way Jesse Anderson has been catching these footballs here tonight, buddy. Tick. Pisgah will be on to try the conventional extra point. 141 in the second quarter. It's now 22-0 as Higdon is good on that kick.
Push-up time.
Yeah, we're going to get a workout tonight. Hey, and listen, first two football games, Pisgah gave up 7 points, right?
Right.
Tonight, they haven't given up any.
Yep.
So other than that Irwin game where we gave up a few, the defense is playing well again.
Exactly. So if you go right now, you're not going to count that game when you go into playoffs. So right now, they've given up 7 points
right.
in three games. And people are sitting there going, how can you not
exactly.
count it?
Exactly.
Folks, you can't. If you're going to play 11 games.
It's a scrimmage. It's
right. I mean, if you're going to play 11 in an endowment game, and you're going to go into playoffs, everybody has to go into playoffs with 10 games.
Right.
So you get to pick one of your non-conference games, even if you're 11-0,
right.
you got to take one of the wins off.
Right.
So you just take 46 points off your defense. Hey,
exactly.
Bob, defense is playing well, but we've
exactly.
only allowed 7 points in three games.
Pisgah now, Higdon on to kick it away. Here it is. High and short, fielded, 19-yard line. 30-yard line, gets out to the outside. And it'll be brought down right there. Hazel will have a minute 33 to try to get on the board here. College football underway now. Air Force and Boise State.
On the blue turf.
What do you think about them?
No, Boise or the turf?
Boise.
Boise, just they're in a different world.
I guess
world.
What I'm asking you is, how sustainable? And we know they're down a little bit right now from what they were, but how sustainable are they in terms of a top 10, 15 team every year?
One quarterback. They're one trigger man away from being back to where they were before.
Back to pass, looking, throws over the middle and caught. We were soft underneath. Right there, 125 left to go and out of bounds. Stops the clock to move the chains as well.
I don't like playing prevent.
I know.
Prevent you from winning.
I know.
You play prevent and they get
say
some
that.
Big.
We all did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's you give them too much. You've been stopping them with playing them, and you got a 22-point lead, so if they beat you one time, play your aggressive defense.
Two receivers either side, a bad snap. And they're going to call it dead because the slot receiver on the right side moved. It was a bad snap right through the quarterback's arms on the shotgun. It's a procedure call coming up against Hayes.
Boy, that was a lucky break for the Yellow Jackets.
Snap. Looks right. It's got time and space. Throws. It's going to be stepped in front of. Did he pick it? Yes. What a great interception. Guess who?
That's Lucas Hall.
Wow.
Lucas Hall. The one, the two, and then the 1-2.
Exactly. I thought it was Anderson again.
We got to put some space. We got to tell him next year, get some different uniforms with these numbers that got some space in between, because I almost thought it was Jesse Anderson again. That was on the far side of the field.
All
he
right.
rolled out and then simply just tried to throw a low pass. And Lucas Hall dove in front of the receiver right before he went out of bounds and caught that pass.
Pisgah has the football. 22-0 is the score. I believe with two timeouts left, if I'm not mistaken. Three receivers to the right side, one to the left. Whistle, timeout, Hazel.
Boy, they were lucky, too. I'm telling you, they're going to figure this thing out defensively. The secondary for Hayesville is playing two guys to cover three. And then they walk over that safety, if they take those two, you know, with trips to the wide side, if you take those two slot receivers and one run on a skinny post
right.
to take the safety, and then the outside guy is, you know, takes the guy deep on
right.
the outer thirds,
right.
that other inside slot receiver straight up the middle, he takes that safety's vacated. They got a double inside
yeah.
slot.
And they're
know,
talking about that
yeah,
right now. If you're
be.
Watching them, watch the coaches down here by their sort of gestures to each other. I think that's exactly what's happening. Air Force and Boise State tied at 7 late in the first quarter. In Boise, Idaho, three receivers to the right side, one to the left side. 108 left to go. Second quarter, Pisgah leads it big, 22-0 here. If they score now, that just about might do it here for the night. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Shotgun snap coming up, whistle, and a flag.
Oh, this has got us.
For the go against Pisgah. Not what you want to see right here when you're trying to finish the deal, really. A treat in any game. Back to pass, looking, throws, middle of the field, short-hopped him. And incomplete. He had beaten his man, but he short-hopped it downfield, and Trevor Johnson was the intended receiver.
All right, now, the way they're going to play it is they're going to keep backing up. So what they're lining up is they're a very soft man. Yeah, so what you want to do is that inside guy is to run the two guys off on go routes and then run the slot, the shallow shot slot guy into the flats, wide open.
Receivers to the left. One to the right. Snap, throws, caught. 50-yard line. Turns and makes a move. And it's Anderson down here, about 3 or 4 yards shy of the first down. 46-yard line is the spot. 49 seconds left. Timeout. Pisgah right there. I think we've got one timeout left, though the board shows three. Pisgah will have about a 3rd and 3, Chuck. We need the 43-yard line to convert a first down right here and probably need to get to what? The 20 for a field goal try?
Well, a field goal try, I think you go 20, so that way it would be a 37. I think that's in range of Nathan Higdon. I think you could even try one with, you know, no win in his face is probably get it to the 25, and then you're talking about a 42-yard field goal. Nathan, you know, he has some pop to it. He
right.
could get it, I think, around the 40. So once 25, I think, is the mark that they're trying to. Anything inside 25 would give him a shot at a field goal.
Chuck, just mentioned this to you, Tim. Just let me know. Last week, we had 661 unique logins last week. That means 661 computers, maybe double that number listening on the Internet. Then when you think about that, that doesn't take into account the number of folks that are listening to us over the air or via TuneIn Radio. That's a pretty good deal. Here's another throw over the middle and another catch again, and it's Anderson out to the 38-yard line. He's making catches with his hands that are really nice.
He's come to play. He's done a fantastic job. They have locked up on number 3, playing man half a bracket coverage on Hunter White.
First,
and that's freeing up Anderson.
First down and 10 again. Looks left. Throws. He caught it again in the middle. Jesse Anderson is possessed. Timeout, Pisgah. Jesse Anderson, everything in the middle is open. He's catching with his hands and not afraid to get hit.
Well, they're just bringing them up underneath because, you know, on that, when you put Wyke and Anderson on the same side of the field in the formation, and White gives you that, you know, go route or curl or whatever there may be, when they have got a man on top and a man on the side, bracket coverage on White. So Anderson has got one guy coverage, and when he's on the outside. So Anderson is in the split formation. When he comes over, that guy's having to chase him across the field.
Right.
And, I mean, if you're going to play it that way, coach is saying, if you're going to play it that way, I'm just going to keep throwing it to him.
So the bottom line is what you're saying is they're trying to take Wyke out of the football game, which is giving Anderson the opportunity on the same side of the field to make all these catches.
Absolutely.
Two receivers to the left, two to the right, one set. Shotgun snap coming up on second and five from the 33. Back to pass. Rolls out. Trying to buy some time. Now throws back across his body, and it's caught again, this time by White. To the 19-yard line. It's first down, Big Black.
That was
the
a
clock
nice
stops
catch.
To move the chain.
McKinley Brown flushed to the right, and White was on the left and came all the way and set up in the middle of the field, and Brown found him.
24 seconds to go on the clock. Pisgah has a timeout left, the board indicates. Brown under center, and now he throws it to the left side. It's complete, and Pisgah will burn their last timeout. I thought he was going to down it, and everybody else did too, but Hayesville had players in place to make the stop. Pisgah takes a timeout. Ball will be spotted at the 16-yard line. It'll be second and seven when we go back to play. We lead it 22-0 with 16.8 left to go in the first half. Now, your timeouts are gone. You've got one, maybe two plays. Do you go ahead and take a shot right here, and if you're incomplete, kick it?
Yeah, I think you can try something towards the boundaries and pick up the chains and get
right.
it out of bounds.
Right.
That play was designed to, you know, to down it, to stop the clock, and McKinley threw it because Chapel greeted Brown very, he was upset with him because he did not down it. He was telling him, I wanted you to down the thing, not throw the ball out to make it a play.
Right.
We need the clock stopped, and you burnt my last time out.
16.8 seconds left. Pisgah's got two receivers the other side of the set again, near to the side, closest to us from the right hash mark. Here's a snap, back to pass, three-man rush, rolls to the left side, floats one downfield. It's going to be caught, but out of bounds. A nice catch, though. That will stop the clock with 9 seconds left, and Brown probably could have run for a while right there.
Yeah, it was not
I'm surprised he didn't cross the line of scrimmage on the throw.
Well, he had his eyes downfield, and he saw that White was back behind the secondary in the corner of the end zone in the northwest corner over by the visitor concession stand, and he just threw it a little too far where, it took him out of bounds. But
bunch set, trips to the right, one to the left from the right hash, back to pass, looking, steps up, in trouble, cannot take a sack right here. He's passed the line of scrimmage, and he's going to run for it and get out of bounds at the 8-yard line and convert a first down. 1.8 left, and here's Higdon to try this kick from the left hash mark. And a good call right here. This is going to be 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 20, about 25 yards. Check that. It's going to be...
It's at the 9, so it's going to be at the 16, so it'll be a 26-yard field goal. Yeah. From the left hash.
Higdon. We'll see what he can do right here. Certainly got the leg, typically. Snap. Spot down. Looks good. The kick looks good. And it's good! Higdon tacks on three more to end the half. A solid first half by Pisgah on both sides of the ball. Save the penalties. Everything's in great shape. And the Black Bears will take a 25-0 lead to the locker room. Back in just a moment. This is AM 920 WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking.
Go to the grinning.
Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking.
Go to the grinning. 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now. You hear?
Mary Ann Freeman talks about Singleton's Automotive in Canton.
Car care with character suits Singleton's Automotive. I have to depend on my vehicle. I would recommend Singleton's to anybody, and I do. I would definitely tell a friend, if you need car work, take your car to Singleton's Automotive, 55 New Clyde Highway. I tell them the phone number is 648-8300. Every time I'm there, I try to get their ink pens, and I give out their ink pens for them.
Black Bear football continues here on AM 920 WPTL.
Has a sizable lead, really, here at halftime. It's 25-0. Scores from around the region. Mountain Heritage leads Rosman 14-13. McDowell 22-0 over Mitchell. North Buncombe 7-0 over West Henderson. Franklin 14-7 over Swain.
Whoa.
Inca, yeah. Inca 12-6 over West Caldwell. It's not over yet, though. Reynolds 28-7 over South Caldwell. Irwin 35-7 over Madison. Those are the scores that we have for you at the half. Pretty solid so far when you're looking on both sides of the ball. I think the only thing you got to do right now maybe is cut down on the penalties, and you're clicking pretty well. And you expected to go out and play pretty well tonight against this team. I don't think Hazel's got a bad football team really at all. I'm very, very impressed by the game plan that we have right now. I'm very impressed with the way Jesse Anderson's catching the football.
Yeah, offensively, we're just taking advantage of what Hayesville is giving us on the defensive side. And I rate that last play, they made a change, and what they're probably going to see in the second half is they walked up and fronted Anderson at the split. So that's man coverage with Anderson. They're not going to let him catch any more of these passes so easily. He's going to have to work for it. But that's going to free up Lyke and Trevor Johnson and Jesse Martinez on other places throughout the field, because once they started to do that and started marking Anderson,
right,
Lyke was starting to get open. So, you know, it's kind of like
pick your poison right now. For him later, don't you think?
Right. But, you know, the first half is just basically this, is that two interceptions killed two Pisgah drives. They're leading 25-0. Could be worse. But yet the defense stood strong and stopped them in, you know, cold and got the ball back. So there was no harm done with the two turnovers. It's just right now it's a nuisance. It's annoying because it's taken. When you have penalties like this on the offensive side, the little knick-knack, ticky-tack penalties, illegal procedure, motion, illegal snap, those type of things, you know, what is happening is it's taking time off the clock. You're having to work longer on a drive. And so, you know, this is why they're called drive killers.
Right.
These are drive killing penalties, and it's slowing your momentum down. So, again, this is, you know, penalty wise, you know, for Pisgah, is I'm looking at what is that, eight?
Right.
Eight
right.
penalties in
right.
the first half.
First half stats for you, Jesse Martinez, 6 carries for 11 yards. Dylan Hanna, 3 carries for 26. Trevor Johnson, 2 carries for only 3. McKinley Brown, 9 carries for 60 yards in the first half. That's tremendous numbers, really, for him. Crouch and Hall both have a carry apiece as well, both for losses. McKinley Brown tonight throwing the football, Chuck, is 15 of 22 with 2 touchdowns. He's got 2 picks, which would take away from his quarterback running. He's already thrown for 192 yards in the first half. Jesse Anderson, 9 catches for 91 yards. Hunter White, 2 catches for 43. Trevor Johnson, 3 catches for 42. Martinez and Crouch also have catches there as well. So far for Pisgah, 331 total yards on offense, and that's a tremendous output in the first half. That rivals numbers from way back in 2006. Defensively, for Hayesville, throwing the football, Chuck, they are 6 of 17. Again, I would reiterate that there's just not been very much time for their quarterback, who is Isaac Mills, to throw the football. 2 picks, 43 yards again. They've run the ball for 14 yards. They've got a total of 57 yards of offense in the first half. This is clearly a one-sided game, and it really isn't that close at this point.
No, it's not. Right now, the underman Hayesville is trying to figure out how they can move the football, because they just had no luck at doing that. And we knew that those numbers, before we even got the stats, were going to be pretty bad for Hayesville. 29 guys on roster, Class 1A school. You know, hey, you know, I mean, this is what you got to go. I mean, when you play a team on the other side, and if they're not very good, you got to do what you're supposed to do against those teams.
Right.
You know, you
right.
got to worry about yourself. And right now, with being idle next week, coaches, you know, can't be concerned about what he's going to do with Hayesville. He's got to be more concerned about we got to clean up some things. We got to get better, because we got a week off before we start into the very important part of our schedule, and that's the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference slate. So, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of work ahead.
Yeah, but that's, you know, the signs are pretty good right now. You'd have to admit that. I mean, when you're looking at going in from last week and having that tough loss and now bouncing back and being in the position that you're in right now with really owning it on both sides of the football, you got to feel as good as you probably could, at least at this point, though we got to play this second half, but at this point, going into conference play next week.
Absolutely.
We'll take a time out here when we return. Rhonda Byrd will get you caught up on all the things going on the Hill athletically, and then we'll get you ready for second half action as well. Back in a moment, WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Pisgah Bears sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment of affordable, reliable, and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears. Jukebox Junction is backing the Bears. The Jukebox Junction restaurant and soda shop is open for breakfast from 7 a.m. From party morning fare to lunch and dinners, including a daily special, the Jukebox will feed your family well. Jukebox can handle your sweet tooth too with shakes, sodas, and sundaes. Call the Jukebox to reserve their private room for up to 40. Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 at Bethel Red Light, the healthy junk food place.
When you need flowers, turn to your friends at Sellers Florist, your hometown florist at 98 Main Street in downtown Canton. Right now, save on selected spring, summer, and fall items. Save 20 to 50% off September 16th through the 21st. That's right, 20 to 50% off selected items September 16th through the 21st. At Sellers Florist, Main Street, downtown Canton, your hometown florist. Call 648-7180.
Now back to the stadium. Here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
Well, welcome back to Memorial Stadium here in Canton, North Carolina. We're at halftime as the Pisgah Black Bears lead the Hayesville Yellow Jackets 25-0 in this final non-conference game of the season. And we have with us our weekly segment, Rhonda Byrd, the beat writer for Pisgah High School Athletics. And Rhonda, we're back again for another Friday. And a lot of things have been happening over in the last 7 days.
Yeah, a lot of things have been happening at the Pisgah Nation. We had the football game here last night. A lot of people didn't know about it. The JVs, we scheduled a game with, because Hayesville don't have a JV team, we scheduled a game with Madison, and Pisgah won that game 26-6, and they had seven rushers. They had a total rushing last night of 291 yards. Very impressive for a bunch of young kids, a lot of ninth graders, a lot of 10th graders on that team. So that's a bright future for Pisgah right there coming up. In tennis, we won this week. We smoked Smoky Mountain 9-0, actually. So that moves Pisgah to 5-1. They're tied for second right now in the conference. Big matchup Monday with Brevard up here at 4 o'clock, and if they win and beat Brevard, which Brevard's the team to beat, that'll be a 3-way tie for first. So that's why we got to keep our fingers crossed.
New and, coach there, coaching the girls tennis team, isn't he?
Yeah, coach Harold Shepard took over. He hadn't got thrown into it. We didn't have a tennis coach. So
was he operating with the book, you know, How to Coach Tennis for Dummies?
Yeah. Huh? I guess so.
I guess that works, right? Yeah. Simplistic coaching, huh?
And I promised the fans that I would find out who our golf coach was, and I did. It's Coach McElreath, whatever, however you say his name. I'm learning his name. I talked to him today. Pisgah finished second or third in their last golf conference, finished 10 shots better than last time. And the girls on the golf team, I promise folks will find out, is Ashley Holland, Elizabeth Bellum, Haley Penland, and Tomasi Lebroni. And
I'm glad you got those names.
They did really well, and they played at Crooked Creek. So, and I'm going to get more information on this group. In our track event at Owen this week, the girls finished sixth, and the boys finished 13th. So, not a good showing on the boys' side.
But Serena lost a lot of people on the cross-country squad.
She lost the triplets, oh my gosh, and they were the ones that really carried the cross-country team. But she's not a good bunch of girls, and the boys are young, so she's learning with them. And so it's been a busy week, and in volleyball, we had a home game with Inca Monday. We swept them. We got that win back from the loss we had at Inca. Turned around Tuesday and had to play Tuscola, beat them 3-0. Then on Thursday we had to travel to North, and we lost to North 3-2. And a game that we should have won, but they said that, you know, we didn't play very well the first two games, rallied back and won the next two games, put them to that fifth game, and we were close to them in the fifth game, but we got a little rattled at the end and lost it. So hopefully we'll get that one back, and that put drop.
Was that at North?
That was at North. So North's really good. They've got a player on their team that is on the Under Armour's top 100 athletes in volleyball. So it's a good program over there.
Well, now you go back to our JV football team. They're undefeated, right?
They're 3-0. They had seven rushers, like I say, and Isaiah Fisher had 93 yards. You had Garrett Jones with 92 yards. You had Chris Rogers with 32 yards. Christian Jones with 25 yards. And I tell you who really impressed me last night was Daniel Van Varenberg.
My man, number 20.
Oh, number 20. He was hitting them. He was knocking them, the balls loose. And Daniel even rushed for 57 yards, too. So he was Mr. All Everything last night.
Well, I declared him my boy. We always get players. And I said, number 20 is my boy.
Daniel Van Varenberg.
There you go.
That's a hard name to say, but that kid plays lights out.
Well, Rhonda will be off next week, so we will not have the Rhonda Bird segment of what's happening in Pisgah Nation. But check us out on our first game with East Henderson from here at Memorial Stadium. Rhonda will catch us up on 2 weeks of sports, so tune in on here on WPTL 920 AM for the Rhonda Bird segment at halftime. When we come back, we'll have the second half for you. Right now it's 25-0 Pisgah from Memorial Stadium here in Canton, North Carolina. We'll be back after these messages.
Just like Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue has made it a point to turn out hoot and holler and mouth water and good chicken, beef, and pork barbecue, they also done a pretty good job on their smoked turkey, Carolina chicken tender salad, jumbo fried shrimp, and the very own onion loaf. But the real deal is the ribeye steaks. Good eating right there. It ain't about the hurry, it's about the good food you'll always find at Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue in the Waynesville Plaza.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call 648-2632 for Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency.
There ain't no doubt, Carolina Pawn and Gun. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. You gotta fight for your right to bear arms. You gotta fight for your right to bear arms.
You're listening to Black Bear Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Live at the stadium, 1:15 before we get ready for the third quarter. Pisgah owns this one right now, 25-0. No reason to believe that that shouldn't continue really in the second half. We'll see what kind of adjustments Hayesville can make.
That's all, you know, it was all Pisgah despite eight penalties. I mean, we did not have any of the 15 yard variety.
Right.
We had a bunch of 5-yard penalties, and I guess. Well, that's acceptable. But, again, you know, eight penalties. They're just four away from their game average
for
the season. So the way they've been playing with the flags flying, they'll pick that up by the end of the third quarter.
Don't forget tomorrow morning to join us for the Brett Chapel Show live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant at AM right here on AM 920. It's Football Talk with Coach Chapel and me, brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun, Hometown Hardware, Plus Linen and Uniform, Haywood Insurance Service, and Southeastern Sports Medicine.
Great first half. Pisgah will get the football, and the first 5 minutes of the second half, the most important in the game. Let's see if they can have a clean drive and put some points on the board. That's real impressive of independent hits from a computer. 600 people listening.
Over 660. Those are unique hits. So that means that, you know, unless there's everybody's listening, just one person, that means that you're probably well over 1,000 people listening just via the internet. And then you got so many people that are listening to us on the airwaves here around Canton at night. I feel pretty good about listenership. We're very proud of that, and that there a lot of credit goes to a lot of people,
and the advertisers benefit from that.
Absolutely,
too.
Absolutely. Line drive kick, all the way back to the 5-yard line, and Crouch will let it go out of bounds, and a flag comes in, and boy, he got lucky right there because he was kind of making a decision on what to do, but it bounced all the way down the sideline near the hash marks there, and finally kicked out of bounds. If it had kicked back in, we could have been in trouble in terms of field position. Polk County leads Landrum 14-0. Inca and West Caldwell tied at 12. Reynolds over South Caldwell 28-7. Irwin over Madison, Chuck, 41-13.
Wow.
Are they going to lose?
Who?
Irwin.
I don't think so. That's a extremely talented football team.
Anytime you go to the mall or you go to the movies or you go out to eat dinner, you see someone with a cell phone with a cracked screen that they've dropped. Chuck Fiebernitz's screen is just a mangled mess. You know, you've seen that commercial with the guy that's got a cut finger from trying to... Chuck's is just atrocious. Did you drop it off the Empire State Building or something?
Yeah, I did.
Jeepers.
I dropped it off in the parking lot at Verizon.
Did you just get it? Vadre Crouch with a kick. He'll fumble it around and finally pick it up at the 10-yard line. Now tries to race back the other side. He's in a lot of trouble, Chuck. And he'll go down at 10-yard line, and now Pisgah will start their next drive from there. Well, I guess it's just 90 yards that we'll drive. Pisgah with the football now, up 25-0, 11:48, just underway here in the third quarter. Did you just purchase the phone?
No. I was going to take it to they had taken the OtterBox off of it. The girls, advertising girls at the work, because they said it needed cleaning and the bottom was broke. So they said, well, we'll just order you a new OtterBox. 4 days later, I dropped it. You know, I was going to go get like what they call a booster so I can get at home a hot spot better.
Right.
And got out of the car, forgot it was on my lap, and dropped it on.
Oh.
But I didn't know I dropped it, was trying to find it. Then when I backed up, I drove over top of it.
Here's a little gift to the inside of Hannah. Nothing there. Maybe a yard. It'll be second nine from the 11-yard line.
People Mountaineer were asking.
You doubled it up, huh?
You can't get that screen fixed. And I said, yeah, it's $90.
Well, I see all the time with broken screens.
I said, I'd rather use it. I can see it, I think, for some things.
Well, I bought an OtterBox for mine, too, and so far so good. And I've dropped it a couple times. I bought another one for the iPad. It's well worth the investment because that's a lot of money. Wishbone set for the Black Bears on second and about eight now. Here's a keeper for McKinley Brown. Pisgah wants to try to run the football and chew some clock here with that 25-0 lead. Nothing's going well right now in this drive. No gain. It'll be third and eight now for Pisgah. They're deep inside their territory. Were you having a bad day anyway?
Yeah, I was.
Wishbone set again. Double tights. Third and eight. We need the 20. Back to pass. Looking. Plenty of time. Now rolls right for some pressure. Throws incomplete. Nowhere near his receiver that was downfield. Kind of got hung up a little bit. The tight end right there was Trey Morgan, the freshman. Pisgah will punt the football away. Three and out.
Not a very good start to the third quarter by Pisgah.
Pisgah will punt it away now from the goal line is Anderson. Their return man stands at the 45. Here's the kick. Low takes a Pisgah hop, will be fielded at the 40 and cut down at about midfield, just before midfield. So not bad job right there, really 50 yards. I guess it'll be 40 yards total but in net, but not a bad job. Hazel gets the football after Pisgah goes three and out. 10-27 now in the third quarter. We lead it 25-0.
You know, that old Fox Tepper talking about, I don't know, Anderson, he's going to be, you know, he might not play. He's not scheduled to play. You know,
he felt good last night. He was at the JV game, and I asked him, and he felt pretty good about it, though I didn't ask specifics. But you're right.
I'm going to have to get specific answers. I'm going to ask,
we got
is
two
he going to play or not?
Huh?
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Two receivers either side. One set. Here's a bad snap. In trouble. It's still on the turf, Chuck. Pisgah's going to pick it up. And we do. And we got the football on that fumble at the 20-yard line. Pisgah gets a first down as it's finally recovered down there by who? Colton Schuler recovers it. It was a bad snap. I don't know if he was looking for it or not. He shot it right past him. It was kicked around for a moment. We tried to pick it up. One of the linemen tried to pick it up, and he bobbled it a little bit. I think that was Kyle Terrell that fumbled it a little bit, but number 54, Shell Rathbone, was in on that deal, too.
Coach Mathis just got to Holt Underwood and said, what were you doing? He says, I was trying to pick it up, Coach. It was Holt Underwood trying to pick it up, get a touchdown. You know,
exactly.
Got green grass ahead of me, boy. I'm going to score. And then somebody pushed him from behind.
Yeah. All right, so first down and 10 now for the Big Black. We'll go back to the wishbone set. Hunter White, a receiver tight end down there close to the set. Snap. Back to pass. Looks, throws over the middle, incomplete. Wanted the tight end. Again, Trey Morgan, he was open but couldn't haul it in. It's second down. Just a freshman, though.
That was Casey Mashburn.
I'm sorry.
99.
He was open?
He was open, though. We saw he was open. I have to get my binoculars on these kids' numbers, man.
It's second and 10 from the 20. Wishbone set. Brown under center. Snap. Rolls to the right. He'll keep. Plows ahead and hangs on to it. Picks up.
Nice run.
About 7 yards. He stumbled after about four, so he was able to move forward. It's third and short now for Pisgah with 10 minutes left and a 25-point lead.
No huddle going here now.
Snap. Hannah with the carry. Close to the first down. Maybe a yard shy to be fourth and one, I believe, at about the 11.
About a yard. Well, yeah, the way they marked it, a yard shy.
Wishbone set again. Tight end right, tight end left. Snap. Hannah dives ahead. First down, Pisgah, at about the 9. First and goal.
That big Hoss. Well, I tell you what, Hoss comes through that line. You better get low.
This is exactly what you want to do, too.
Right.
Do, too. Keep it on the ground. Chew the clock. Maybe get some points out of this deal. And Pisgah's in good shape for that. It's first and goal from the 9-yard line. They'll stay wishbone. Brown under center.
The bare bone.
Double tight set again. Snap. Pitch to the left side, 10-yard line. Gets out to the outside five. Stands on his feet and knocked out of bounds right there at about the 5-yard line. That's Trevor Johnson on that pitch carry. He got inside the 5 to the 4.
Had everything moving to the right-hand side, right-hand side, right-hand side. And then they caught Hayesville in a blitz to that side and ran the option out of the bare bone to the wide side left-hand side.
Wishbone set again. Double tights from the 4. And second down. Another give straight ahead. Johnson dives in. Touchdown, Pisgah. So good field position set up after the turnover. Pisgah scores again, and they push that lead now to 31 to nothing. Nathan Higdon will be on to try the extra points. So you did exactly what you wanted to do right there, score points on your possession, though. It took a fumble recovery to get the ball back, but you did what you needed to do, and now Pisgah is doing whatever they want to do, passing the ball in the first half, now running it. Snap, spot down. The kick is true, and Pisgah will come to the sideline now with a 32-0 lead. Back in just a moment, AM 920 WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Sid's on Main in downtown Canton invites you for a delicious dining experience in a cozy atmosphere. Sid's offers you a complete menu from steaks, chicken, pasta, seafood, and uniquely made items with Sid's delicious flavor. Stop in for lunch or dinner. And don't forget, Sid's is open late after all home football games with a late night menu. Also book your party and outside catering now by calling 492-0618. We'll see you at Sid's on Main, 117 Main Street, Canton.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Your home for Pisgah sports is AM 920. Now back to the gridiron. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Nothing. Your score, 8:38 left to play now in the second half. Pisgah in firm control. Higdon on to kick it away. Here it is, high. Fielded at the 19, 20, 25. Middle of the field, flags come in for an illegal block. This will come back, still on their feet, 35-yard line. Another flag comes in. So two blocks against Hazel, most likely, as we'll bring him down at the 33. And check both penalties here.
Just got a nice little text from Mike Gentry saying that we sound really good.
Good.
And I'm articulating my words well. Actually, I made that up.
Good.
Mike's that true blue Yankee fan.
Appreciate that. Vote of confidence too, certainly. Block in the back is the call against Hayes. Murphy over Smoky Mountain, Chuck, 35-7.
Mike Gentry, the Tuscola softball coach.
Irwin, 41-13 over Madison.
And he's like the Tennessee. His wife is his assistant, which, you know, they hired the brains behind the softball program is really Missy Gentry.
Reynolds leads South Caldwell 28-7. And if he's smart, he'll take her advice at every pass.
Oh, absolutely. He's a smart man. But, you know, I have Missy this close to being a true blue, converting over to the Detroit Tigers.
Working on her.
I'm telling you, I got her ready to break. Come over from the dark side over to the good man side.
You got to keep the gals happy.
We're going to re-kick?
Yeah, it looks like it. Got to keep the gals happy. Sarah will often say, it's not about you. I said, but you've said that I've done everything wrong over and over again. How is it not about me? Right?
Right.
They make it about you when you mess
right,
up.
Right, right. Missy does an outstanding job over at Tuscola. Involved in all the kids. I mean, that's what she does. Concessions and softball, and Mike, you know, he works tirelessly on that facility.
Well, and I tell you what, as a baseball coach for years, I will tell you that most of my time was spent just maintaining the field without any, other than a few players and maybe a dad or two from now, time to time, helping. maintaining a baseball field, softball, I'm sure is the same way. Mowing grass and dragging and all that kind of stuff and filling in holes. There's a lot of work if you want to have something. So that is a lot of time. Higdon will kick it again. High and deep, fielded again at about the 18-yard line, backs him up, and we got good pressure right there.
Lucas Hall,
unblocked, unmolested, will take him down at the 17-yard line. That's good kick coverage.
The kick returner that got smothered and mauled by Lucas Hall took the ball and threw it at his own player, number 11.
I didn't see it.
And walked away. But he should have told him, you know, look back and said, but it was a lookout block.
When
he got by
me,
I yelled, look out.
Can you get a personal foul for abusing your teammate? Two receivers either side of the set for Hazel. They give to their fullback, and he's met in the linebacker portion of the field for a short gain. It'll be second, and we'll call it 10.
Yeah, that's Caleb Knuckles, the outstanding catcher for the Hayesville team. And Hayesville, you know, Hayesville's got really good baseball down
there. Right.
But he's sore right now. Knuckles is trying to kind of, something wrong with his back.
Two receivers either side. They bunch it up against the formation to the right side. Direct snap to that fullback again, and he's met at the 20 for a short gain again. So Pisgah, you know, sort of daring them to run at him. And right now, Hazel's not getting a lot of movement up front and a lot of movement with the football either.
Well, that was Kyle Terrell and Colton Schuler on that tackle of Caleb Knuckles.
It's third and long from the 20.
Out of the Wildcat formation, they're going to use, well, he's now out of that.
Back to pass, looking, drops, throws over the middle. It's caught, a nice catch, and stays on his feet and stiff arms and goes down, shy of the first down, Chuck, by about two. But he made the catch and took a hit right there.
Yeah, didn't wrap up, but you had the guys pursuing the ball. So when the receiver caught it over the middle, and then they rushed in to stop him from moving the chain, so they stopped him shy of a yard. And in this field position, you got to punt the ball.
Yeah, you do.
You don't want to give Pisgah a short field.
6:46 left to go in the third. Pisgah leads it 32-0. It's three and out for Hazel. We'll take a timeout after this punt. Anderson crouched to receive it at the 50 and 40, respectively. Snap. The kick is away high. Fair called for. Crouch, he makes the catch. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Back to Pisgah Black Bear football here on AM 920 WPTL.
Coach, Vondre Crouch is going to take a penalty here. He made a fair catch sign with both hands. And they're going to flag him for that. You're going to have to explain that to me.
Well, they said it was a fair catch. It was like last night in the TCU Texas Tech game where it was an inefficient fair catch. And they call that because it's an attempt to deceive. They feel it's an attempt to deceive. And Vondre was telling the guy, I waved both my hands in the air, and they were telling me you had to wave one. So it's only a 5-yard penalty.
So this will back up Pisgah a bit. Still in good field position at the 38-yard line. Two receivers, three receivers out to the left, one to the right. Pisgah goes back to the spread here. Snap, wants to throw with time. Right side, Martinez catch. Gets down the sideline and a stiff arm stays in bounds. And down in front of us now at the 43-yard line of Hayesville, a pickup of about 18 on that play. It's first down for the Big Black.
That was just a nice pitch and catch from McKinley Brown to Martinez to the short side. He just ran a seven-yard stick route, turned around, and then cut back outside and then inside to pick up more yardage.
Mike Anderson crouched to the left side, Martinez to the near side. Shotgun snap, back to pass, looks, throws in and out of the hands of Wyke, a rare drop there. Ball was hot, though, about 6 yards downfield. It'll be second and 10 from the 43-yard line.
Like one of those inside slot receivers to the wide side, just ran a sort of like a sit-down route and just waited till the window opened up, and then Brown just put some gas on that.
Two receivers either side of the set now with one back. To pass, left side, throws, caught, makes a move. Jesse Anderson came back and was tackled, so he lost some yards there. It'll be third down and 8 from the 41.
Well, that was just bad decision-making out of Jesse Anderson. As you catch something, and it was they repeated the play, but this time Anderson ran the sit-down route and then started back trying to run a loop. You got to get all the yardage you can.
Wyke, Johnson, Anderson to the near side. One receiver out to the left side. He'll roll it right this time with protection. Throws. It's caught. And he's off to the races. 15, 10, 5. Martinez, he scores! 5:22 left. He just shed the tackle and got into the end zone, Chuck, with 5:22. Pisgah now extends that lead again to 38 to nothing.
And all that was a deep curl route out of Martinez and waited for the window. He found, because when you sit down on a curl, you look for your quarterback. If you can see the quarterback clearly, he can see you. That was a nice pass delivered by McKinley Brown. When he leaped up to catch it, the man hit him, and then he just broke off the tackle, and there was nobody behind him.
And now a whistle, and we'll see if we moved or they jumped offside on the extra point attempt here. False start, Pisgah.
Well, that's just we're trying to get to our game average of 12 penalties, and I think we've got.
Yeah.
Hey, we're finding new ways to get little ticky tacks.
That's certainly something that you got to correct when you go into this conference schedule. We play the 2A portion first, and then the 3A portion.
Actually, we play the 3A.
Oh, we do? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, East Henderson, Franklin, nothing changes for
them. Okay. Snap, spot. Kick is good. Higdon hitting them all tonight. 39-0 your score with 5:22 left to go in the third. Pisgah in firm control. This is AM 920 WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Athletics were a big part of my life. About any sport, you name it, I played it. Too many years of wear and tear eventually caught up to me. I knew I had to see somebody to take care of the problem. Southeastern Sports Medicine was a no-brainer for me.
Southeastern Sports Medicine, providing full-service orthopedic care at 5 convenient locations and weekday walk-in injury clinics. Visit sesportsmed.com or click the banner to learn more.
Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernets on WPTL.
It's this been in control. 39-0 midway. I guess getting late now in the third quarter. This game will move pretty quickly from here on out, I would think, with this big lead. We'll see if anything changes right here. Pisgah might start getting some other guys in. They've got a lot of players that they ate quarter, so some of these kids played last night here in their win, JV win. So we'll see how that plays out. Here's a deep kick all the way back to the 6-yard line. Back the near side. Stiff arm. Breaks one tackle. Not able to break two. Good kick coverage down at the 15-yard line.
Oh, get up, son. Who is that down on the turf? It's Casey Mashburn.
Hand.
Yeah, I think he got a hold of a jersey and just kind of pulled. When he pulled down, it hurt his shoulder. No, it's his shoulder. He's pointing to his shoulder. He's off. That's not good. We don't need that.
It's hard to tell what he's holding. I thought it was his hand. It's an upper body concern, one way or the other. Here's a give to the tailback on the right side. I think it is shoulder. Chuck, keep an eye on that down here. The trainer looks at him.
Well, I tell you, Kyle Terrell almost, I mean, he was a hair late, and that official kind of reached for that flag, and he talked to Kyle.
We almost had our first 15-yard infraction.
Second and three. Wants to throw. Under pressure. Under pressure. Goes down. Sack. Fumbled the football as well. Haysville recovers it, but a sack back to the 11-yard line. He loses about eight.
Well, Kyle Terrell was in on that sack and stripped the ball as he was taking the quarterback down. So obviously, young Mr. Kyle Terrell, the senior, motor is running out there.
Cody Mashburn on the sideline, not being treated right at the moment. Might just be a stinger. Doesn't feel great, but I think it could be worse. It's third and about 14 now. Two receivers either side of the set. Here comes pressure up the middle. Throws it deep downfield off his back foot. We've got position, but it's thrown out of bounds, and it's fourth down and a flag at the three, Chuck.
I think they, Vadre Crouch on us?
Holding
no,
on.
No, on them.
Okay, hold
they're just used to calling the penalties on us.
Yeah, there you go.
But Vadre came in on a, he started on the boundary and then made a banana route in between the guard tackle, and the tackle just did that. He tackled him and mugged him. So they force a punt. They'll decline the penalty, holding penalty. And see, this is the danger we're talking
out
about. Inability to run the football. That didn't take
That's
a lot of time
exactly
off
right.
the clock. It's
That's
only 3:53
right.
left, and now they're going to give up the ball to
That's
this
exactly
guy.
Right. They'll punt it again. 3:53 to go in a third. Pisgah, 39-0 lead. Here's the kick. Crouch will pick it up at the 50-yard line. He's got trouble in front of him. Spins out of one. Can't spin out of two. And we'll get it at midfield to start this next drive. Back in a moment. WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
American Pawn and Pickers. And we do the picking. Go to the grinning. Mind selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. Who's grinning? 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Now, WPTL's coverage of Black Bear football continues.
Kick off every football Friday with the Black Bear Cafe preview show from 6:37 right here on AM 920 and WPTLradio.net. Here's a pitch out to the left side. Got some backup players in there. We lose yards. Right there is Kyle Mendez. The junior gets his first carry and loses a few. Starting quarterback last year for the JV team. We also see Lucas Hall in there at quarterback. So early in getting some of these second teamers in. Two receivers either the side of the set. I believe that's Drake Davis to the near side. We'll go I. Snap. Give again. Fumbles the football. Popped right out in Hendersonville, or excuse me, Haysville has it. That was Kyle Mendez fumbling it. And Haysville will go back on offense there. Kyle Mendez, two tough carries. Reynolds leads South Caldwell 35-7. I'm watching Coach Chapel with Mendez right there about protecting the ball.
No man hanging his head, but Coach patting him on the helmet. Told him what he did wrong.
He'll get some other chances. Two receivers either side of the set. Quick throw out to the right side. Caught 40-yard line. Down the sideline and out of bounds. Picks up eight. To about the 33-yard line. It'll be second and two here for the Jackets with 2:50 left in the third. Last check, Atlanta leads their baseball game tonight 3-0. That was in the fifth. Boise State had a 14-10 lead over Air Force. It's a horse collar tackle. And I say that, he didn't really horse collar him. He did get him from around the throat, which was legal, and brought him down. It is a first down as the chains will move for Haysville here.
And for Mike Gentry, the Detroit Tigers, and Missy Gentry, the Detroit Tigers are ahead 6-3 over Kansas City going into the top of the eighth inning.
Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Snap, looks left side, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver who wanted to throw one out here in the flat. So Atlanta's MO, Chuck, has been to play pretty good in the regular season and then not do much in the postseason. Last year they didn't win that playoff game, if you remember.
Yep.
Got the best record in baseball. How deep can they go?
It's like Leland says when you get in, everybody's 0-0. I mean, what you do in the regular season just gets you there to the dance.
Boise State leads Air Force 21-17 at the half. Back to pass under pressure. He goes down a sack. Loses about 6 yards right there. And Dylan Hanna was involved. Trevor Johnson may have been involved as well. Kyle Terrell was involved. Cheryl Rathbun involved as well.
I know Mike Gentry's listening to the, or watching this in Boston. The Yankees and the Red Sox are tied 4-4 in the top of the seventh inning.
Three receivers to the right, took one to the left for Hayesville from the 38-yard line. Here comes the blitz off the right side. Looks downfield, throws across his body, and nowhere near anyone in particular. It falls incomplete. I like the pressure, and I know they're blitzing, but I like it.
Well, and what they're doing smartly is that they're blitzing from the wide side boundary, and they're putting a lot of pressure, forcing Mills to roll to his right and to the short side so the field ends. You know, so he's got to get rid of that pass quickly. Good coverage out of the secondary, putting a blanket over the receivers.
Heritage leads Rosman 28-20. Rosman's a little better. North Henderson leads Hendersonville 7-6.
Some of these scores are surprised.
Here comes pressure up the middle. Throws downfield and incomplete. Jeff Henson on the coverage almost made the pick, diving, and it's fourth down. Actually, no, that was a fourth down play. It'll be first down going the other way for Pisgah. They get the football back.
They were talking because Henson tried to make the interception, and they were like, let that drop. Bat that thing down because we want the ball not down there on the 15-yard line where the throw went. We want that ball back up here at the 37, son, because that was fourth down and 16. Got to know your situation.
Pisgah goes back out there on offense with second-team players again, Mendez again, tailback. Lucas Hall under center, two receivers to the near side. Will run the eye, offset. Play action rolls to the right side, sets up and throws, and it's caught. A pickup of about 8 yards right there, and that's...
By number eight.
That is number eight. Donnie Mapp with the catch, a diving catch, the senior.
Nice rollout pass by Lucas Hall, the backup quarterback, to Mapp, and that was a nice pitching catch. For 8 yards.
It's good to get a lot of kids.
On first down.
A lot of kids some touches, too. It's second and three. Two receivers near to the set. I set now. Lucas Hall under center. Mendez to the 45-yard line. He got a yard. It'll be third and two.
Notice how he was carrying the football?
Right.
Exactly how Coach Chappell told him when he came off after fumbling.
You have coaches sometimes that'll make their running backs carry football around school all week, won't you?
Yeah.
And hold it just so they can have that feel.
Kudos to Coach Chappell and the staff putting Mendez back in there. And
absolutely.
Said, boy, get back in there and carry now.
Third and two from the 45. Uh-oh, blown up play, and we'll go down. He looked a pitch at Mendez, ran right by him there, so the play call did not go as planned. And Pisgah will sit and look at a fourth down here. Needs 6.5 to convert. 7.5 seconds left on the third quarter clock, and they'll allow it to expire, and we'll run that play in the next stanza. We'll take a timeout, send it back over the river to the studio. 39-0 is your score. Pisgah leads it here going into the fourth. This is AM 920 WPTL, WPTLradio.net, the voice of Pisgah football.
Seasons change, each bringing different needs and requirements. Financial institutions change due to technology, customer requests, and government mandates. One thing that will never change at WNC Community Credit Union is the commitment to customer satisfaction. Try them out. You won't be disappointed, ever. WNC Community Credit Union, 27 Kent Lane in West Waynesville. Not for profit, not for charity, but for service. Insured by the NCUA.
Pisgah Tire, we're there when your tires are bare. Well, a different bear. Pisgah Tire in Kent is your authorized dealer for Cooper and Uniroyal tires, but Pisgah Tire is more than just a tire shop. Get state inspections, tune-up, shocks and brakes, custom exhaust work, the most state-of-the-art laser alignment machine in the area, and the best employees around. We're there when your tires are bare. Pisgah Tire, service, confidence, character. 21 New Clyde Highway across from Hardee's in Canton. Call 648-7974.
Black Bear football continues here on AM 920 WPTL.
Dicka. 39 to nothing. Here's your score. Pisgah will punt the football here. Nice drive. Crouch will knock it down, and Pisgah will go back on defense. Hayes will football at the 26-yard line.
Flag on the field. That's unusual.
Looking across the way, Hayesville only probably brought about 105 fans tonight. So probably not a huge gate from that perspective, but, you know, we were sitting at looking at not having a game at all this week because of the Robbinsville deal. And that would have had, golly, can you imagine having 2 weeks off?
That's not good.
That's exactly what would have happened.
After last year, Robbinsville verbally agreed to play home and home, but as long as Pisgah came to them first. And then after we went down and had that fiasco by the officiating, and then Robbinsville said, no, we're not going to go and play at your place.
Hayesville will incur the penalty on a block in the back. Just done away, fourth quarter. Pisgah leads at 35-0. A lot of fans heading towards the exits now. It's the bad thing about playing Hayesville. Those folks have a long drive back to the lake tonight, an hour and a half or so. They're going to run it out to the left side. A good tackle out there, I believe,
by Trevor Johnson.
On the outside, it's an open field tackle. Only gets three on the carry. It's second and seven. Well, you were right, though. They came out. They thought our best chance to beat Pisgah is to throw the football around. When we got pressure, it's almost like we knew that that's what they were going to maybe try to do and didn't allow them to throw the football. That completely took them out of the ability to run it now, and we were able to sit in there and just bring everybody on those plays. Here's a swing pass out to the outside. The ball comes loose. I believe Pisgah may have recovered. A fumble, we'll see.
Yep, we got it. It looked like Vadre Crouch is the one that got it.
But don't you think that we kind of knew they were going to try to come out and throw it and throw it?
Yeah.
And once they couldn't do that with the pressure packages that we were going out there with, we really had them pinned.
Once we made, I mean, they came out and realized that they had to be one-dimensional, but they had to be very effective with that one dimension. And when we took that away and made them ineffective, they had nothing to move that football.
Yeah.
And they've had, you know, we've given them the ball with a short field about four times in this game.
Pisgah goes back on offense. 18-19 yard line is a spot. We'll operate shotgun. Hand off to, I believe, Sluter.
Sure is. Number 34.
For a yard. It'll be second and nine. Donnie Mamp to the near side along with Drake Davis in the slot. I can't tell who's on the far side. Two receivers out there, though. Snap. Fumbles the snap. In trouble. He'll try to run with it, and he'll go down at the 40-yard line. So Lucas Hall struggling a little bit right there. He's bobbled a snap right there. And a few minutes ago, a play call between him and Mendez didn't work out, so... It's third down and long, third and about almost 20 now. Right at 20. from the 38-yard line. And that's not something coach is thrilled about. I mean, you want everybody to go out there and play crisp. Two receivers out to the outside. You got Kyle Jorstad in the slot out there to the right side. Back to pass, looking, throws left side. He's got his man open. It's Cole in and out of the hands, and he had him. Donnie Mapp had a touchdown. I don't know that you could hold it for that much longer and not be caught. You know what I'm saying? It was there, and it just sort of slipped out. His body shielded us from it. We couldn't see what was happening with his hands, but that was as close as it's going to get. And a good ball thrown by Lucas Hall.
Absolutely.
Jesse Anderson on to punt it. He stands at the 50. Snap. Nice, deep, booming kick. Angled to the sideline. Takes a Pisgah hop. It'll be down. Yes, it will be down, I believe, at the 1 yard line. Nice. Let's take a timeout. Send it back to the studio. Back with more in a moment. Pisgah leads at 39-0. WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Carolina! Chip. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic bass. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Now back to the stadium. Here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernets on WPTL.
Hayesville running it out of their end zone. They pick up to about the 5, maybe picked up 2. It'll be 2nd and 8 deep in their territory. Great job on that punt coverage. Crouch one of those down there to help seal it inside the 5-yard line. And a good punt.
Very good punt.
About 8 minutes left to go here in the football game. Pisgah 39-0. It has never really felt in doubt here defensively. Another good job. Pisgah trying to throw their second shutout of this young season. Here's a bad snap, and the quarterback will fall on it. It's still live.
Touchdown.
And Pisgah will lay on it, and they will score. And it's Trevor Johnson getting a touchdown. So they missed the snap, couldn't recover the fumble themselves. Pisgah lies on it, or lays on it. Touchdown. And Chuck Fiebernitz takes over the play-by-play duties. Don't worry about it. It's okay. It's okay. I don't have much of an ego. It's not a big deal.
I just saw the official's arm go up.
Don't worry about it. You do a good job. Don't worry about it. Higdon tried the extra point. It looked good tonight, too. Made that field goal from that left hash. Snap, spot, kick is through the uprights. Pisgah now goes up 46-0 here in the fourth quarter, and still a lot of time to play, really. Back in a moment. This is AM 920 WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue in Waynesville Plaza, still smoking at the start and finish line. Drop the green flag on the starting line sampler. A basket of Carolina chicken tenders or a rack of baby back ribs. Wave the checkered flag on the barbecue pork, chicken, or beef dinner. Smoked turkey, jumbo fried shrimp, or ribeye steak. And spice it up with Fat Buddy's very own special sauces. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue in the Waynesville Plaza.
You're listening to Black Bear Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live here at the stadium. Pisgah just scored again after recovering a fumble in the end zone. Hayesville had terrible field position. They fumbled a snap. It rolled in the end zone. They laid on it, scored it free, and then Trevor Johnson was able to get on it and get the score. The good news, too, you're winning big, but this time in the game last week, it was 10-37 instead of 9-37.
Right. And coach substituted a player on the kickoff team.
Here's a kick off to the right side, short and high. Return it out to the 37-yard line. Again, I wanted to mention Canton Middle School, the big winner. I didn't hear about Beth, but Canton Middle School, the big winner last night. in their game. They're playing well. They've got 60 kids on that roster, Chuck, and that's great news. JV's another win. I believe they're 3-0 as well. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Waynesville Middle School beat Bethel, I think it was 48-8 yesterday in a middle school game. But coach had a sheet out, and he took his player and said, you're going to go play this, and this is your responsibility. You go stand right there in between. And, I mean, he was telling them what to do. A lot of times they just send people out there.
Yeah.
He wanted to make sure he knew exactly what he was going to do.
Flags on the play before Hazel can get the snap off. They got a first down after the punt to the 36-yard line. I believe this will go against them on a procedure.
A lot of clean jerseys out there. There's a couple starters out there. Kyle Terrell's still out there.
Offside the call against Bismarck.
Colton Schuler. A lot of different numbers out there on the defensive side.
Irwin 48-13 over Madison County tonight. Undefeated teams, that did not end up being much of a game. Irwin continues to roll. Two receivers either side. One set, snap. And another whistle.
Got the receiver for Hazel move backwards if I caught it right.
Reynolds leads South Caldwell 43-7.
No, they're going to get us. They're going to get us.
Just line it up. Yeah.
Top there. Sides.
Kyle Terrell. Yeah. So it's first down after those 2 5-yard offside calls from the 46-yard line. 8:40 left to go in the game. 46-0 is your score. Snap. Wants to throw. Looks. Throws. It's going to be incomplete at the 50-yard line. And second down. Ashbrook leads Robertson 24-13. Ashbrook, I think, played Asheville last week, correct?
Yes.
Two receivers either side of the set. Snap. Wants to throw. Looks in the middle of the field. It's caught. No, incomplete.
Well, hit the ground.
It'll be third down and 10.
Colton Schuler came up as if, I got an interception. Official on the play said, no, son, that ball hit the ground.
Braves lead Padres 3-1, top of the seventh. Again, Boise State and Air Force. Boise State leads 21-17. That last score check was at the half. Two receivers out to the left, two to the right, one set for Hayesville on third and 10 from their 46, moving towards the north end zone. Here's a throw out to the flat, caught and in trouble, and he'll go down and lose 2 yards, Chuck, and it'll be fourth and long for the Jackets with 8:11 left to play and the clock moving. Last night, the middle school game, Chuck, had a couple of injuries, I think, particularly for Smoky Mountain, and they ran the clock with about 5 minutes left to finish it out.
Oh, you Yankee fans, Boston and Yankee still tied at 4 in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Pisgah will be set to receive this punt, and we'll take a timeout after the play with 7:38 left to go in the game. And Pisgah leading it 46-0. Here's the punt, short, fielded, taken down to the 36-yard line. Back in a moment, this is AM 920 WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Welcome to Canton's newest auto repair service, Empire Automotive on Asheville Highway just east of Canton Hill. Stop getting ripped off on car repairs. Empire Automotive invites you to go in for a free estimate of your repairs. Experience and fair prices, that's Empire Automotive, serving all your auto repair needs across from the hotspot on Asheville Highway. Phone 492-1515 for Empire Automotive.
Your home for Pisgah sports is AM 920. Now back to the gridiron. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Pisgah goes back on offense here from the 30-yard line. High snap, and Mendez is the one that actually ends up with it. He's thrown to the turf at the 25-yard line. The second team from Pisgah having some troubles in a lot of ways right here, just getting some plays off. And that may have something to do with numbers of snaps that they get during practice week and so forth. It's second 15 from the 30. Two receivers to the left, two now to the right. One set. On second 15, Mendez. For three, it's third and 12. Again, Kyle Mendez, starting quarterback last year for the JV football team. Not a natural position for him, really, but had a solid year. Now a junior. Two receivers near side again. Matthew Head closest to us. Split. Here's a throw to the right side behind the receiver. Intended for Chase Valentine, the junior, and he wasn't looking for it. And Pisgah will go back out to punt the football as Jesse Anderson. Getting a lot of work here in the second half, kicking it.
But what about Anderson? Sprained an ankle, out of the game, ice on it, on crutches when he leaves, and he's out here.
Yeah, we didn't know what to think, did we? He is. He's had a great night. And most of it, really, all of it, the first half, because he hasn't had those touches this half. Hadn't needed to. Here's the kick. Bounds at the 30-yard line. Takes a Pisgah roll. Crouch down there to down it at the 24-yard line. And the Jackets will go back on offense.
He may have made a trip out to Tarboro, North Carolina, and went to Madam Rose's and got snake oil. Because Tarboro, they believe in that. Oh, they believe in that stuff.
Thought you were making that up.
No. There's a Madam Rose, and they, when they get injuries, I've seen
get out
guys
of here.
I've seen guys, they swear by it. They go out and get snake oil and they put it on their injury. I'm just saying.
Let's take our last timeout. 6:04 left to go in the game. Pisgah in control. 46-0 here in the fourth. This is AM 920 WPTL Radio, the voice of Black Bear football.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking,
go to the grinning.
Mind selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking,
go to the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now here.
Back to Pisgah Black Bear football here on AM 920 WPTL.
Back at the stadium, Hazel with the football. The quarterback will run here. Their second string quarterback out to the 35. Pisgah incurred some strange penalty there during the break. And Chapel still hasn't got an explanation to his liking. He's still discussing it with the side judge. Now Coach Mathis doing the same. And one of the things, which is fair, the coaches need to know the information about who's done what so they can correct it. Second and nine. Tailback around the left side. He's got a first down to the Pisgah 49-yard line. Picks up about 16.
Lost containment to the short side of the field. Ran a wing reverse. And had people caved in on that side, and so that may be one of the longest runs that they've had from the line of scrimmage in this football game.
49-yard line is a new spot. Put that sweatshirt on. It's gotten cool. Probably down there in the 50s now. Saw forecasts that might have lows later in the week in the 40s. Here's a quarterback keeper, and he wasn't sure what he wanted to do with that, and he's chased down from behind by Ben Wright, the sophomore playing varsity football tonight.
Getting a little PT out there.
That's
on
good
that
for everybody.
Acre.
And you want to, and the coach, I mean, they want, all of them, they want this to be meaningful time for these guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, they're at practice every week, every day.
Right, that's exactly right. 4 minutes left now. Second eight from the 48-yard line of Pisgah. Hayes with the ball. Two receivers either side of the set. They want to look and throw. It's going to be incomplete. Garrett Jones, the sophomore, almost had a pick out of his safety position.
Boy, that'd have been something. If he'd have got a hold of that, he may have taken it to the house. But you know, the attitude of Coach Chapel right now is he's telling his team, look, if we're going to pitch a shutout here, we're going to do it with these boys. It's on you guys. You know, they may be backing up somebody. Somebody goes down with an injury. They got to put them in.
Right, right.
They've got to know
and
what it is.
And have to play in critical moments.
Right.
At any time. The receivers again on third and nine now. Here's a double reverse to the 50-yard line. Still on his feet and down. A nice tackle out there. Shy of the first down at the 42-yard line. That player for Hazel, we don't have their roster, but he's slow to get up. Hazel, Chuck, it looks like they've probably got about 25 kids on their roster. Does that seem about right?
29 is what I counted in warm-ups.
3:20 left. 46-0 is your score. Pisgah on top here. Fourth down and three. They need the 39. Pass. Caught. And tackled shy of the first down. No, he stays on his feet and spins out, and he'll get the first down to the 35. Hazel keeps the football. 2:58 left. Pause the action for just a moment as they measure. We'll take a timeout. Pisgah leads at 46-0. Back in just a moment. AM 920 WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
When you're in a jam and you're stuck on the side of the road with car problems, always remember WNC Towing. Phone 648-0777 for 24/7 roadside assistance, lockout service, and more. WNC Towing is ready to serve all of your towing needs. Call Billy Dover 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 648-0777. 648-0777. WNC Towing. We will get you going.
Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernitz on WPTL.
Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernitz from the stadium tonight. Tim Hodges producing on the other side of the river in our studio tonight. Hazel's got a player down on their sideline, and that's certainly not something that you want to see. All their players are on a knee over there. You don't want to see kids getting hurt, to be honest, Chuck, in plays that don't have any meaning in terms of the outcome.
No, and especially at this time with 2:30 left in the ball game. And, you know, but what Hayesville's trying to do right now is they're trying, you know.
And they've got some, they're 2-1. I mean, you know, yeah. This is the toughest game on their schedule, clearly, as he's up now and limps over to the sideline. Maybe this is the toughest game on their schedule. Hazel might have a good year in that conference. They've got one or two more games. I think they've got another game, Chuck, with an out-of-state team, maybe an academy in there somewhere. Not sure where that would be. And then they get into their conference slate. Of course, Swain's in there, and some of those good. Robbinsville's good too, right?
Raven Gap, not Nacogdoches, or
they played Raven County. That's right. Pass is high and incomplete. It's third down and four.
And that's a private school.
Yes, it is. Raven Gap is in Raven County, but it's that prep school.
Right.
They got a lot of money, too, to work with. Yeah, you ever seen that campus?
Yeah, we're talking with a kid for the Post 47 team by the name of Jerry O'Roming.
Uh-huh.
It's a super ball player.
They got
for
a
the
nice
Bahamas.
Field.
Mm-hmm. They got a couple ball players down there.
Well, they've got a beautiful facility. Pass it and go to Atlanta for football. They'll go by there. Here's a pass. It's going to be picked off. See if you can get that number right there.
Number 17.
And I do not have that on my roster.
Well, mom and daddy of number 17, your boy just picked one off, dove and caught it and landed at the 1 yard line. So this guy,
yeah,
158.
Don't have that number on my roster, so I hate to not be able to give that name.
Now
he made the pick.
Hey, we don't need a turnover here. We need the quarterback sneak it forward.
give him some room. You, hey, that's great, but now you got 1 yard. You're backed up against your own goal line. We need crisp, the quarterback center exchanges, handoffs, and get some positive yardage out of this. Don't want to give up a safety and ruin that shutout.
Exactly.
They give it to Sluder, who takes it out to about the 5, Chad.
1:49 left to go on the clock. Again, Pisgah leads it 46-0. Nobody will take any timeouts now, and we'll probably run this all the way out. When we finish up, we'll try to get some scores for you. I'm sure Chuck will have some stats. They won't be explosive just because Pisgah didn't have to do much really in the second half. But a solid win here tonight. They'll go to 3-1, and for playoff purposes, they'll be 3-0 to go into the conference schedule. This conference schedule will include all the 3A teams in the first half, and they'll play Brevard, North Henderson, and Smoky?
What?
In the second half.
In the second half, it'll be North Henderson, Smoky Mountain, and Brevard.
Okay.
Finish off with
Brevard. Right, right, right.
If they can run the first
right.
four games,
exactly.
man,
yep.
I'm telling you, all the 3A, well, they got Franklin, which is 2A now this year. But they've got their three
That's right.
3A
That's right.
teams.
But Franklin's
in,
good.
Yeah, in the first four games.
Right. Third and three. Yeah, you got to feel good about your chances of winning that 3A portion.
Boy, if you could just run that table in that first four.
Well, you know, what I was saying, though, is without Franklin being in the 3A, you're limiting it down to, you know, East Henderson. And those teams that are in the conference, you know, you're talking about East Henderson, you're talking about West Henderson, Tuscola, Franklin, not Franklin, those three being the teams that you've got to beat to win that 3A portion, which is what we're talking about in this split conference. That's going to do it. Pisgah does convert a first down, and the players will come to the sidelines and finish the game, and there's the horn. Big win tonight. Pisgah over Hayesville to move to 3-1 on the season, 3-0 for playoff purposes. And we'll look forward to an off week next week before we get set for conference action. We'll take a timeout. Be back in just a moment with their post game. Black Bears win, Black Bears win, 46-0. Same 920 WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. Go to the grinning, 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Pisgah Bears sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment of affordable, reliable, and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
Black Bears a winner tonight, 46-0, and they beat Hayesville, their second shutout of the season. And in three of their four games, they've only given up 7 points. Finals, Franklin over Swain, 35-14. It was West and Knoxville, 34-12 over Asheville. Ashbrook 31-13 over Robertson. West Caldwell is 19-12 over Inca. These are not necessarily finals now. Reynolds 50-7 over South Caldwell. Irwin 55-20 over Madison. Murphy 48-14 over Smoky Mountain. That game is a final. Send it back to the studio for just a moment. When we come back, we'll see if we can get some stats for you to finish up the night, Pisgah. A big win here at the stadium. WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears. Jukebox Junction is backing the Bears. The Jukebox Junction restaurant and soda shop is open for breakfast from 7 a.m. From hearty morning fare to lunch and dinners, including a daily special, the Jukebox will feed your family well. Jukebox can handle your sweet tooth too with shakes, sodas, and sundaes. Call the Jukebox to reserve their private room for up to 40. Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 at Bethel Red Light, the healthy junk food place.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Get your groceries at Ingles or Food Lion? Well, save that register tape, flip it over, and clip a Hometown Hardware coupon, good for $5 off a $25 or greater purchase. Another way to save at Hometown Hardware is their September flyer, good all month while supplies last. And then there's summer clearance on everything from outdoor furniture to ATVs and scooters. Hometown Hardware on Radio Hill in Canton Plaza. It's everything you need 7 days a week.
Now, WPTL's coverage of Black Bear football continues.
Well, the final scores tonight, Mountain Heritage 42-26 over Rosman. And North Buncombe, a winner. They beat West Henderson 21-19. So congratulations to Curtis Cagle tonight. Good job in getting that win there. In Weaverville tonight. An interesting and unexpected development at the end of the game tonight with the running.
Yeah, I just, they were running the lines. And, we'll have to ask Coach about that.
We will.
We just looked up and all of a sudden they're just running the lines.
I will say though that they took it well. We were watching the players and they were down there running after they said a few words. Interesting maybe in terms of reason, maybe the penalties tonight or whatever, but the kids took it well, certainly, and we'll get set for our off week. It'd be nice to have a weekend off, Chuck, but look forward to coming back and seeing what we can do with conference play.
Time for the dads, the kids, the parents. This is a big thing for Coach. He likes to get his kids, you know, say, hug mom and daddy, and then the field is for his, you know, let the kids run around on the field. He loves that post game with them.
Don't forget tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., the Brett Chappell Show. We'll do that live from the Jukebox Junction. We'll catch you up on some stats from tonight's game then, so be sure to join us at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show. Final score here tonight, Pisgah wins it 46-0. They go to 3-1 on the season. For my partner, Chuck Fiebernitz, and Tim Hodges, our producer tonight, this is Chad Upton. Until tomorrow morning and next week, so long, everybody.